Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
Everybody loves Dynamite.
Everybody keep cool. Everybody keep cool. Everybody keep cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Everybody loves Dynamite.
It's the Don and Mike show. Say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be? Right here, right now.
You know, I'm afraid I've mismanaged the music today.
Have you really?
The music is already over.
Well, I enjoyed that little mini cavalcade.
Played too many tunes, too much tunage. Well, let's bring in Phil.
Phil?
Phil?
Phil? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you, Phil, and I'd like to turn your attention to the two most feared quarterback killers in the NFL.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Greed and all the ships at sea. It's where the hot Carl meets the New Jersey meat hook. Okay. It's the Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Robbie. And you got to replay on the opening, I guess. We're going to play all those tapes there because now we have no music behind us. This is what you call in the biz a dry read.
Dry, baby.
It's a dry hole.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a Kravitz read right now. Dedicate this opening to Gladys Kravitz.
Oh, no, she's going to call again.
No, she won't, but no. I bet she sends us a letter.
Yeah.
Well, it's Don and it's Mike and it's, you know, the show. And it's Ken, Jeremy, Big Daddy Mail, Donald Ephraim!
Yeah!
And the show was rated very highly with four... No, check that. Make it 5 million Arbitron-rated listeners every day.
And it's the show endorsed by Chuck Woolery.
Probably even more. Well, with those great ratings we got yesterday down right. South Carolina way. Mm-hmm. So we do thank you for listening, and thank you for patronizing the show. Brought to you via the auspices of the Westwood One Network. Simply... The country's number one syndicator of radio programs.
We love them. Dogs love them. Dogs love cheese.
And now here he is to my left and to your right. One of the few things this man has not done is doing something nasty with a dog.
Mm-hmm.
There is our free, does just about everything else. A very free spirit he is, Officer Guy Friendly. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And hi, everybody. Who's in the mood for a freak show?
Yay!
Today's the day. It's going to happen right here in front of your ears. It's the 4th of November. Our toll-free phone number, as always, is 1-877-365-3636.
All right.
We do have two last-minute openings for the freak show today.
That's good. That's good. It's always nice to have a couple of extras.
Always works out like this.
Mm-hmm.
Here's who's confirmed.
Okay.
For today's freak show, what would you do for $1,500 cash?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Cindy will be coming down to eat. We decided it's Spam.
Spam?
Not dog food. She'll be eating Spam off Dennis Murphy's diseased toes.
Spam, Spam, Dennis and Spam.
Oh, and I got a Dennis update for you, too.
Yeah?
You know how tomorrow on the show live, my wife is going to have her eyes done with the laser eye surgery?
That's right. Correct.
We are going to break new medical ground after my wife gets her eyes done.
Really?
And this will be, I think, the third major surgery, because we've already had the laser eye surgery done once.
Right.
My dog was neutered on the air, so having my wife's eyes done for the second time doesn't count as breaking new ground. Mm-hmm. But in the coming weeks, Dennis Murphy will be getting a full dental checkup.
Oh, yeah!
Live on the air, along with any cavities, any bridge work,
any pulling that needs to be done.
That's right.
Cleaning up the shards.
That's right.
I mean, cleaning up those broken, shattered teeth.
Those pointy, snaggled teeth.
Gee, that mouth needs a tremendous amount of work.
Well, we had a dentist call, and the guy says, hey, I'm a huge fan of the show.
That's right.
I wouldn't mind giving Dennis a free checkup, so
good.
He said to Tammy, how's the guy feel about doing it live on the air? The guy's up for it, so you're going to be hearing Dennis Murphy in a dentist's chair.
Well, that's good on so many levels. I mean, the fact that it'll be highly entertaining, and Dennis will get some well-needed, you know, dental work.
Yeah, man. 7 years since the boy's been to the dentist.
Oh, yeah.
And as he told us yesterday, over 3 months since he's clipped his toenails.
Wow. Yeah, so who knows what kind of yellow... Yeah, well, as Homo Joe described those toenails when Dennis was spending the night at my house, he said that they are oozing. And that's why Dennis has always been required to wear socks whenever he's on strange bedding.
Sure. Well, today Cindy, this girl Cindy, will be eating Spam off Dennis's naked feet.
That'll be fun.
A girl named Janet is coming down to trim her garden.
Yes.
Vince is bringing two girls down who will be doing a little naked kickboxing exhibition.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Sure. Sean is still up for smashing his Mercedes with a hammer. His 1995 Mercedes.
Yes, so we're not sure that's a guaranteed winner, but it'll be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Shannon will be getting her nipple pierced.
Yes.
She's bringing an expert piercer with her.
Very good.
Sally will try to fit as many tampons as possible in the place where they go.
Oh, my God.
Susan will be piercing her little man in the boat.
Yes.
Okay, down there.
Right.
And Christy will be tattooing her place.
So that we've got one, two, three, four places?
Right.
Four places.
And Christy will be tattooing on her place, incidentally, these four words. This is Sam Huff.
Very exciting.
Now, the guy with the eggs, the guy that was going to eat 20 hard-boiled eggs in 20 minutes.
Yeah. Which would seem to me to be the least of all of those, you know, those acts of you know, tomfoolery.
Yeah, he's already backed out. Aww. And he backed out via this note. Now, the guy obviously came all the way down to the radio station because this note was in my mailbox.
Okay. Yeah.
On his business card, it says, "Dear Don and Mike, love the segments with Leah Remini and Larry King. I wanted to come buy any dog food. You guys said no. I wanted to mace in my face. You said no.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to start an IV and drink my own blood. You said no. Then I offered to eat 50 hard-boiled eggs, but Mike Rockhead was such an a-hole. Sorry, I will miss you guys."
Well, it was, first of all, it was 20 eggs in 20 minutes. It wasn't 50 eggs.
I don't know.
Well,
the name matches up. It's Jim is the guy's name.
Yeah.
Oh, are you ready for some distressing news?
What's the distressing news?
Oh, Cindy.
I'm so sorry. I want to be there so bad, and she hasn't relieved me. My boss just told me that if I wanted to, I could go ahead and close down the shop. The problem is I wouldn't make it there by 4 o'clock now anyway.
Cindy, come whenever you can. The doors will be open.
Who is Cindy?
Cindy's the girl that's going to eat the food off Dennis's feet.
Yeah.
Cindy, we can't have a show unless you eat.
I'm so psyched to do it. I want to gross Mike out so bad.
Well, now, Cindy... Cindy, if your boss has told you you can come down, why don't you just come on down?
Well, I'm going to be late getting there, though.
Well, then stop talking, close up the shop, and leave now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Okay, thank you, Cindy. Good. That's the spirit.
Very good, Cindy.
Thanks.
Cindy, let me explain something to you here very quickly before you hang up. That although we told everybody to be here at 4 o'clock, not everybody will be doing their act at the same time.
Right.
Well, what is, and I meant to ask Rockhead this the other day, what is the criteria for winning? I mean, it's not the grossest. Is it as far as you'll go for 1500? The person you went the farthest?
No. Let me explain to everybody how this is going to work. We are, each of us, the judges, that would be myself, Mike, Buzz, Rabe, and wildcard Charlie Broyhill, we each have a scorecard, and we will be grading each person individually from 1 to 10,
right?
Much like we rated the women, meaning that if we like somebody, we might give them a 9.5, we might give them an 8.3,
based on the you know, the acts that we enjoy the most.
Yeah, that's
and not just the act of like eating the food off Dennis's feet.
No.
The gusto you go.
You know, it's amazing. All this time you're talking to us, you could be driving down here to the radio station.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Cindy, I just want to tell you that right now I would have to favor you. As one of the leading contestants,
sure,
I would think that you would score at least, at the very least, a 6 from everybody.
Oh yeah,
just for eating the food off Dennis's feet.
You agree with that, Buzz?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
I'm
good.
On my way.
Good.
All right. See you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, it's always like this. We always got to sell it at the last minute.
Whew. Yeah, we'll see if she shows.
Well, I don't
know, she doesn't show. That to me would be an easy slot to you know put somebody in.
Yeah, because we do have the spam and Dennis's feet. Are in fact on their way to the radio station now.
You can always count on Dennis's feet. Was that Dennis's paddle foot job?
Yes, what was it? Did you do that, Buzz?
That was Dennis.
It was like
bongo drums. That's the sound of
right. Buzz beating on his chest. That's what that sound was. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, it's Janet.
Hello, Janet.
Hey. Hey, I just pulled into the park and I'm getting ready to bring my stuff in, but if that girl doesn't show up, Dennis can shave my garden.
Is this the lady that's going to trim her garden?
Yeah.
You know, I would think, Janet, I would think you would have a better chance if you actually trimmed your own garden.
Okay.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And that is more of a balancing act, an act of showing your dexterity, I would think.
That's okay. Yeah. Remember, Dennis has trouble flossing. Janet, did we ever get the celebrity you most resemble?
Annette Bening.
Is this the Janet that came down the other day?
Absolutely. And I told Rockhead to tell you that.
This is the Janet who came down the other day when I had the blindfold on.
Oh, that Janet.
That Janet.
Oh, the red-haired Janet?
No, the Janet with the...
That Janet.
What's your breast size?
3:40.
Oh, my God. Well, this will be a fascinating show.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll get here as fast as you
I'm
can.
I'm in the parking lot.
Oh, all right. Very good. Okay. All right. So check her off. She's here.
All right. Goodbye.
That's one his hair.
Very good.
That's one down.
It's always pandemonium when we do these. You know, when you're relying on folks, it's always this way.
Mm-hmm. Eight to go. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Baldy.
I love this show, man.
Thank you, man.
I've been with T-God since I was 5 years old, and I'm 18 now.
Well, thank you. You just are barely old enough to call this show.
When you guys were at WAVA?
Yes.
You guys had a contest. I was across the street, and the first person to come across the street and pull their pants down, you guys were going to give $100, and I got in a fight with my mom because she wouldn't let me do it.
Well, your mom showed good judgment there. How old were you at the time?
I was 5 years old.
5 years old.
All right.
Goodbye, you.
Goodbye, Doogie Bowser.
We molded another mind.
Jesus Christ.
I had such a night last night. I want to tell you, the one way to get to me, the way to really turn my life upside down, topsy-turvy...
You look like you had a night last night.
...is to turn the power off.
Oh, really?
That last night, when I got home, the power was off, and I walk in, and there is nothing that makes me more uptight. There is nothing that makes me madder. There is nothing that frustrates me more than not having the modern conveniences, the conveniences that I take for granted every day.
You are a man who enjoys his electricity.
I love electricity. I love Thomas Edison.
Right.
Great man, Tommy E.
Plugging things in, seeing them work.
Love it. Got home last night. My family, of course, they're the opposite.
Right.
Frida and Bart, they love it when the power goes off because it's like it's an adventure. I go in, I pull up. As soon as I turn on my neighborhood, I know something's wrong because I see no lights at all. I pull up to my house and I see that they've got the like Liberace's candelabras going with the candles, and they've got the big, we have those big searchlight type flashlights.
Sure.
They've got those things out. I come in, I press the garage door opener thing, and
nothing happens.
It doesn't happen.
First reliance on electricity.
Right away. Go inside immediately. I'm crestfallen. I walk through the door, I go, how long's it been out?
And how long had it been
They're
out?
Happy. Oh, just about an hour.
Oh, yeah, right before you got it. Just in time for you to get home.
Just about an hour. So I muddled through last night. Now, I was able to make it through last night with a semi-positive attitude.
Right.
I read a book by candlelight.
See, that's what I was saying. I mean, if you're going to have no power, to me, that would be the one activity. Reading something by candlelight would be the way to go.
Had a cigar.
Right.
Had my battery-powered TV, even though there was nothing worth watching.
Right.
Had the battery-powered TV. Went to bed, woke up at about 2 in the morning and realized I am freezing my nads off.
Right.
Because we have no power.
One of the coldest, and probably the coldest night of the year last night.
29 degrees last night.
Coldest night of the fall. Yeah, so far.
I woke up at 2, very cold, put another blanket on the bed, thought, well, for sure the power would be on by the time we got up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you know that when we woke up this morning, well, we woke up late because there was no power, which means that there was no alarm clock going off.
Mm-hmm.
So when we woke up, it was like 6:30 as opposed to 6 o'clock, so we went into this crazy Chinese fire drill.
Was this because of the wind?
I
knocking
still
something down?
I still don't know what it was from.
Because really, I mean, there wasn't much of a problem yesterday.
Because on the schedule that we're on, we should be out the door at 6:30. Because I take my kid to school every day and drive these other kids in carpool, so we should be out the door at 6:30. We didn't even wake up till 6:30.
Right.
So we get up, and, of course, my wife was still loving this. Like, oh, look, the power's not on. Oh, you'll be just a couple minutes late. Let me go down and get breakfast, and I am out of my mind.
Now, what is breakfast with the power off?
Because we still have the gas stove.
Ah.
She can, you know, fix Bart breakfast.
That's cool.
Meanwhile, I'm running around. They're both yelling at me because I had to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Right? I have my morning BM.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm upstairs in the bathroom, and as soon as I flush the toilet, I hear from downstairs, "Don't flush the toilet!"
Used up all the water. The pump cannot pump any more water.
Well, too bad. I mean, do you really want to see?
No.
That, you know, when you go into the bathroom,
no, you figure that's your one good flush,
right? And I needed to use it.
Yeah.
So I go downstairs, and I'm still out of my mind. I mean, really, I'm at my wit's end. I'm like, what is wrong with people? I said, I cannot get by without electricity. I said, Jesus, I'm so mad. Where's my coffee? My wife says, how can you make your coffee? Your coffee machine works with electricity. So then I was really just, I mean, I'm like yelling at Bart, said,
get in the car.
Do you have instant coffee?
We're going to be late.
I don't want to make you mad or anything.
No, I did. We had some instant coffee that I whipped up. It just doesn't do
it. You like that high octane.
Well, I drink that Kona coffee from Hawaii that has 25% more caffeine than any coffee on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, the instant coffee doesn't work that way.
No, we get into the car. We're running late. I got yelled at by my family because I wasted water to brush my teeth. We picked the kids up. We're about 20 minutes late. We're on the way to school. Still no power. And, of course, the one day that we're running late, I just want to say to everybody that drives in the morning, and this probably happens in the afternoon soon.
Number two place to live in the United States right here.
Yeah, Washington, D.C., according to a survey. They didn't ask me about this. I want to hip everybody who commutes up to a fact.
Mm-hmm.
The big ball of fire in the sky, that is the sun. That rises every morning and sets every afternoon, and it warms our planet. On a clear day, when you are driving towards the sun,
mm-hmm.
what you should do is put down the visor in front of you rather than simply stop your car dead in the middle of the road because you are like a monkey seeing the sun for the first time. I am not lying that today there was a six-mile backup on the Beltway.
Right.
And the reason given was...
Sun.
A sun
glare.
Slow down.
Sun glare, yes.
Mm-hmm. Sun slow down.
Very difficult to deal with.
Oh, it was just driving me out of my mind. I swear to God it was. So we got to school late.
So not a good day for you.
No, we got to school late. I got home. I thought for sure by the time I get home, this is like going on 9 o'clock now.
Right.
We were so late today. I thought for sure by the time I got home, the power had to be on.
Right.
Don't you know? No power.
Oh, man.
Still no power. So finally the power goes on. I'm like, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm walking around. I'm turning everything on. I'm just turning lights on. Turning lights off. I'm loving it. I'm loving electricity. What's the first thing I do? I say, oh, I got to see SportsCenter.
Sure.
So I turn the TV on, and I go to the DirecTV. You know what the DirecTV says to me? You don't have any channels today.
Right.
And this is not because of the power outage.
Right. I went through this. You go through this?
I heard about it. No, I watched broadcast TV last night off the antenna.
But, I mean, did you check your DirecTV?
I haven't actually checked it, no.
Okay, I have the same thing. Mm-hmm. And, Rob, do you have DirecTV?
Didn't check it this morning, no. I used Wi-Fi.
What kind of Americans are you guys?
What the hell are you guys doing?
Well, I mean, you know the guys are. You don't get up in the morning and watch your DirecTV.
You don't look at your DirecTV.
I watch the Today Show.
Thank God I have you here, Mike. Thank
the DirecTV.
God someone I can empathize with.
The Today Show's a better signal on the DirecTV.
I don't get NBC.
You don't get NBC on yours?
No.
Oh, well, some of us do, Rob.
I'm bitter about that.
But the power comes on, and I go to the SportsCenter. And I get that thing on the bottom of the screen that says, to order this channel, call DirecTV.
Right.
So I'm thinking it's because our power was out. So I start flipping around. And
last night's when you had your power out last night. That's when it happened to us. By about 10:30, quarter of 11, the thing quits. And DirecTV, anybody who has ever had a problem with it, you cannot get through. You cannot get through. And you, what happened to you? Say the thing that happened to you is exactly what happens if you do stay online.
This is a pisser. So I'm flipping around. I see we have no channels at all. So immediately I go upstairs, I'm on the computer now doing a little show work, and at the same time, I call DirecTV on the speakerphone. I call 1-800-DIRECTV, and I work myself through the myriad of mazes
mm-hmm.
where they say, you know, if you're a customer, press 2. If you're calling about your bill, press 1. If you're getting a message on the screen, press 3.
It's amazing. It's absolutely the worst of the worst of the worst. It's so bad, they actually, on DirecTV, have channels talking about, we're adding offices every day. We had 4, now we've added 9. Excuse me, correct me if I'm wrong. This is the whole country we're talking
13
about.
13 offices is not enough. So to make a long story just a little longer, I was on hold 20 minutes, 2-0, waiting, and then an announcement comes on,
right.
Not a live person,
this
a
has
tape.
Happened. This has happened to me before. This is the worst.
A tape comes on, and it says, thank you for holding. Due to the large amount of people calling, we cannot help you now. Please hang up and call back later. And they disconnect my ass.
Right, yeah.
Oh, that's a piss.
So, I mean, it's one thing to wait that length of time, to go through that crap.
Not true.
But it's happened to me also, where you will get through all of the voicemail, which is, voicemail is the most abused, system in the world.
Let me see if I can get through it right now.
Thank you for calling DirecTV. To assure quality service, your call may be randomly.
Oh, no, thanks.
For
we
faster
need that.
Service, please choose from the following two.
Okay, I know it's one.
If you are calling about DirecTV service at your home, press 1.
Right.
Please choose from the following 5 options.
Okay.
For information about your account balance, press 1.
Nope.
If you're calling about a technical issue with your satellite equipment, programming reception, or about a message on your TV screen, press 2.
All right.
But here, right here, is where you're
right
think.
Here. Now you're lost, though. I mean, because there's no information, and you just...
All you get is a beep beep.
To reach a specific 3-digit telephone extension, enter that number now. If you have questions about the installation of your DirecTV equipment, press 1.
No.
If you are receiving a searching for satellite message, or if your picture is frozen, press 2.
No.
If you would like the toll-free number of the manufacturer of your DirecTV, press 3.
No.
If you are calling about an expired access card, press 4 now.
No.
If you are calling about a message on your television, about a game not available in your area, press 5.
No.
Otherwise, press 0.
Press 0. Okay.
If you are calling about a message on your television about a game not available in your area,
no,
or one that asks you to call customer service at extension 721, press any key.
Okay.
Otherwise, stay on the line.
Now, if you are
calling about our channel lineup,
this is dealer's choice. Should I press any key or stay on the line?
Press any key because that's your specific problem.
Our new
any
channel
key.
Lineup.
Because you were getting the 721
message.
You
will need to reset any
you waited too long, and now you...
channel lists you may have had. Your owner's manual has complete instructions on locking out certain programming.
You bitchly calcorn.
Up your favorite
it's the worst.
List.
It's
if
the
you do not have your
absolute worst.
Available
bad.
Or would like a printout of the new channel lineup, please visit our website at www.directtv.com. If you are experiencing any other technical difficulties,
please
wait
line.
For the next available representative.
Okay, right,
your
right.
wait time may exceed 5 minutes.
Oh, kiss my ass.
It may exceed 5 minutes.
Then, okay.
They say that like it's, hey, no problem.
We are starting the clock now.
And they're still going to hang up on you.
I won't count all the crap that we've already been through.
It's a quick ring.
Tony and tech support. Can I have the home phone number? First, please.
I want to tell you
this
something.
Is
first
crap.
First off, you're on the radio right now. This is the Don and Mike radio show. You sons of bitches at DirecTV. I'll tell you something. I want to tell you something. This morning.
This is the luckiest break for DirecTV in the history of the world.
You guys must live to make me look bad.
I'm with you, Don. I'm with you on this one.
I just spent 15 minutes of a national radio show describing the fuster cluck that I went through this morning trying to get someone to talk to me at DirecTV when you guys put me on hold for 20 minutes and then I got a recording saying, sorry, we can't help you now. Click.
Oh, right. I mean, that just basically means that there's about 400,000 people waiting on hold, so it kicks the other people that are on hold past that number out.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, what are they going to do about, you know, if there are 400,000 people that are subscribing, I would assume that there is a tremendous amount of revenue coming into DirecTV. And I would assume that maybe it's time for DirecTV to just get more bodies to accommodate that when there is a massive problem. Was there a massive problem last night?
To my knowledge, there was a small glitch in the system.
Okay, not a small glitch.
A small glitch that maybe affected all subscribers?
I'm not sure if it was all subscribers.
Okay.
I think it was just a certain area.
Maybe like 400,000 of them?
Listen, I'm one of the schmucks that pays the ungodly amount of money to get all the channels. And I don't have any of them. I mean, I go to CNN, I go to ESPN, and it says, please call DirecTV to order.
Okay, if you are you in front of your screen right now, sir?
No, I've already told you, Wingnut, I'm at a radio station.
Okay, could I have your home phone number then so I can pull your account up? That way I can check it out.
Okay, I will give you that number off the air, but please don't repeat it because I'm going to have to put you back on the radio, okay?
Okay.
Hold on, please. Robbie?
Yes.
Give that guy my phone number, please, the second one.
And keep him on the line, too, because after you're done...
No, I don't.
After you're done?
Okay.
After you're done, I want to do mine, too. I swear to God, because I don't want to deal with this again. Because, you know, in the evening, when everybody's dealing with it...
I got it. Okay.
That one.
First one there?
Yeah. Okay. Repeat it to him very softly, please, Rob. You know, I guard my...
Excuse me.
I guard my privacy. What was that?
That was a very nasty burp. I get all stressed out dealing with the DirecTV man.
What are the odds? What are the odds?
Don,
get
you know
on
what the odds are?
Call.
The odds are astronomical.
Well, you know what,
that
Mike,
was the biggest break for DirecTV.
You and I should, we should go play the lottery today. We really should, because
amazing.
Right now we're the luckiest people on the face of the earth.
It's amazing. My wife was sitting next to me in bed calling for a half an hour.
Try the other one. Try the other one.
Try this.
And she couldn't even get through. She got a busy signal calling DirecTV last night. I mean, just sit there, and after about 20 minutes, she said, well, that's it. I'll do it tomorrow. You know, and it was just ridiculous.
You know, if they didn't have a monopoly, if they weren't the only company that is allowed to sell you the NFL games, I would just cancel the stupid thing.
Right, call my cable company.
Okay. Hello. Yes, I'm here. Now, please remember, don't give any information like my address or phone number, please.
Okay.
Because you're on the radio again. Can you pull up my account? Do you see that I buy every goddamn channel your company offers?
Let's see here. It looks like you have the platinum. So that is our major package.
Yes. I have a major package.
Hey, can I ask you a question before you go further?
Okay.
Did they get that thing worked out that knocked out everybody's signal last night, or a lot of people's signal? Did they get that thing worked out?
Yes, sir.
So it's not necessarily necessary to call?
No, sir. Actually, when you call, we could actually bring your service back a little quicker, but if you don't call, it'll be back in 24 to 48 hours.
Oh, see, that's
24 to 48 hours.
Wow. Can you go through right now and tell me what I have and what I don't have?
Yes, sir.
Good.
You have the broadcast channels, NBC, PBS. You also have the NFL Sunday Ticket.
No, I didn't mean tell me what I've ordered from you. I mean, can you tell
me
what channels are working, what channels aren't working?
All the channels are working right now, sir. If all I need to do is confirm your access card number, and I'll just resend your account authorizations to you, and your picture will come right back in.
Again, I'm not at my home,
right,
Mr. Wingnut.
I'm going to resend them for you. That way, when you get home, you can check the channels.
Okay, great.
Should be in there for
great.
You.
If you would reset them for me, that would be fantastic.
Okay, hold on to
them.
Thank you very much.
Hold on to him. I want to keep him on. I'm sorry.
My friend Mike wants to talk to you,
okay, because I have one, too. Can you do mine, too?
Of course.
Okay. Hold on. He'll write down his phone number. Hold on, please.
Okay.
All right, Robbie?
Yeah.
Give this guy's Mike phone. Give this guy's Mike's phone number.
I'm sorry. I know this is very selfish, but this is...
No, come on. That's what this whole show is based
necessary.
On. You and me being selfish.
Well, I mean, it's really... Because, I mean, there's no guarantee, and I don't know. Well, I don't want to get home and not have that.
I want to tell you. It's a great perk.
Right.
To be able to call some guy on a radio show and be able to get your TV turned back
but
on.
You know, really, you called that number completely at random. I mean, you just dialed it.
I don't know what the odds are.
The odds are, I think, infinitesimal.
I sat in front of the TV today just cursing it and trying to call over and over again.
Right. An infinitesimal would be their small odds, right?
Yeah.
Right.
No,
you I mean,
right.
Astronomical would be the...
All right, the guy's going to pull your records up now.
Okay, very good.
All right, I got you up. I pulled your account up for you.
Okay, yeah. Again, please...
My account late?
actually, looks like it is a little past
Oh, dear. I wrote that check. I sent that check in yesterday. I remember that.
Can you fix this channel, Sue? Can you turn them all back on?
Of course.
Thank you.
Send the account authorizations to you.
Okay.
So when you get home, go ahead and check the channels. Maybe channel 206 will give you a full message if there's not a picture there.
Hey, listen, I have one more question maybe you can help me with.
Okay.
Would there be any way that you could fix my account so when I buy a porno movie, it doesn't show up when my wife pushes to see what movies have recently been purchased?
Well, that's something that we haven't corrected yet. It's once you order a movie, it's on your access card until you order enough, up to 25 more movies. That way it'll erase it off the screen.
Okay, but couldn't you just do me a favor? Because my wife gets really pissed when I order the porno, and she comes home and she just walks in, turns it on, she pulls up a menu, and right away she says to me, like, why were you watching Panty Girls today?
The thing with that is you cannot erase it from the memory of the card until you, take up all the space before it.
So what he's telling me is there's no way it can be done.
What you're telling me is that, like, if I order a porno, what I have to do then is order 25 regular pay-per-view movies.
Or 25 more porno movies.
Yeah.
I'd like to. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. We did get a good guy here. He's
So, in essence, let me just do the quick math on this. In essence, to hide a porno movie from my wife, which costs $7.99,
you have to buy 25
I would have to buy 25 pay-per-views at $3 each, meaning that if I want to hide it from my wife, it's going to cost me roughly $85.
Right.
Okay.
That's
roughly it'll cost me $85 every time I want to watch a porno to make sure my wife doesn't see it.
Right. If you don't want her to see it on that on your purchase history, it'll erase it after 25 more have been ordered.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for turning my TV back on.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, at least he wasn't a dick.
He wasn't. And, usually, you know what you get, really, when you said, you sons of bitches, at the director, usually it's like, I'm sorry, I can't accept that line. Click.
Right. Well, sorry, man, it came from my ticker.
But, have you ever had that happen?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the the worst.
Sure.
That's great about being on the radio. Because when I was at home this morning, I wasn't cursing at him like that. I was just mad.
Right.
You know, when I'm in my real life, I don't really say to somebody, "Your son's a bitch."
I know.
I just go, you bad guys. Absolutely so bad.
So we'll see what happens when we get home this evening to double check.
Hold on. Here's one more TV update. Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, did you realize when they put those channels back on, like, they all went out late last night, and,
right.
like, we got ours back this morning, the NBC from Los Angeles came back on, even though they had cut that off a few months ago, so you can watch, like, the police chases now and stuff.
Mm. I never lost that.
I've always had NBC.
I've always
Same
had
here.
That, too.
Oh, they cut ours off in August, and it came back, so all those networks are back now.
Oh, good. Well, maybe they screwed up. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That'd be all right.
I want my networks back.
I have one more update for you from the home front, and this is a mouse update.
How are the nieces doing?
Well, today we had 1, 2, 3 dead mice already.
Mm-hmm.
2 that were killed by the poison
right.
that were laying on their backs with their little mice feet up in the air in the kitchen this
Powerful
morning.
Powerful stuff.
When we came down, and the cat, you had mentioned the cat yesterday.
Yes.
The cat also gnawed one to death last night.
I hope the cat. Now, what happens if the cat eats one that's eating the poison?
The poison will not affect the cat.
Good. Okay, very
so
good.
So that's 3 mice down.
Mm-hmm.
I did get a call last night from one of my neighbors who told me, she said, you're driving down the road yesterday, listen, let's talk about the mice. She said, she lives roughly a mile from us.
Right.
She said, do you know that this family, they have so many mice in their basement. They've called exterminators, never been able to get rid of them. Now their new problem is they have snakes in their basement. Because snakes have now infiltrated the basement because the snakes are in there because they want to eat the mice.
Right.
So she said, if you have a lot of mice, watch out, because one day you're going to go down to your basement and you're going to see a snake. And she said it scared the crap out of her that when she went down to her laundry room, she turned the light on and she saw a snake that had a giant lump just past the throat part. So, like, the snake, you know how snakes eat?
Won't snakes keep them away, though? Will the snake, but of course, who cares?
Yeah, but do you want snakes in your basement?
How do they get in? How do the snakes get in? How do the mice get in?
They climb in underneath, I guess. She said she about dropped dead when she walked in. She saw.
Laura told me we had a snake sitting on our stoop, and when she came out, it ran over and then went down next to the foundation.
Ah, then you got snakes. You guys psychos.
Oh, man.
Then you definitely have snakes.
Think about just living on a median in the middle of the highway.
So she says that the snake obviously had just swallowed an entire mouth.
What kind of snake is it, though, you know?
I don't know. Well, it's a kind that eats mice, I guess.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's gross.
I don't like that.
That's so gross.
God, don't these animals like live with it? You know why they're all doing this? Because we develop so much land that
That's right.
push them out of their natural habitat, and they come into our homes.
Screw them. Screw those animals. We're the strongest animals on this planet, Mike. We walk on 2 feet erect.
Yeah, but we can't get in through a quarter-size hole.
That's very true.
That's right.
Oh, we do have good news for Leah Remini. She was very upset earlier this week that there was going to be some bad story about her in the National Enquirer.
Right. Yes.
And we did just receive our new copy of the National Enquirer. And outside of the story that Al Gore's diet is making him stupid, we could not find anything in the Enquirer, not only about her, but not even anything worth reading.
Okay, good.
Excellent.
So if, you know, if Leah calls, tell her great news. She's not in the Enquirer this week.
Maybe not yet.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe. You never know. Also on today's show, forgot to mention this, Bret Michaels, the former lead singer of Poison.
Poison!
He's been involved with quite a few hot women, and he'll be talking to us about that.
Everybody bring in their Poison CDs?
I did bring in my copy of Unskinny Bop.
Unskinny Bop!
And also, every rose has a thorn.
Whatever that dumb song was.
And one more thing. We just received a copy of Entertainment Weekly's list of the 100 greatest entertainers of the last 50 years.
Now, it has been our experience with TV guide lists, Entertainment Weekly lists, that they are usually
lame,
really crappy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number one, and who would argue with this in the last 50 years? Number one's the Beatles.
Right. Okay.
Greatest entertainer of the last 50 years.
Okay. I was going for Rip Taylor, but that's just if they want to put the Beatles in there.
Hold on. Beatles are number one. Number two, greatest entertainer in the last 50 years is
Gallagher.
Elvis.
All right.
Number three, Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Steven Spielberg. That's kind of a joke to call him an entertainer.
He's not an entertainer.
He's never really entertained
me. Right there, the list leaves me cold.
Then Madonna, Frank Sinatra.
Elvira.
Saturday Night Live as a show is rated number 7.
Okay.
Number 8 is Michael Jackson.
It's a weird list.
Yeah. Number 9 is Lucille Ball. Number 10 is The Simpsons. Okay, so that's wacky, but you don't really get mad, even looking at Steven Spielberg and The Simpsons. You go, well, okay, well, they brought us some joy.
Is Franklin Ajayi on there?
Mike, you got to get to the bottom of the list.
Okay, well, who's bringing up the rear?
Okay, the 100th greatest entertainer of the last 50 years.
Okay.
Chrissy Hynde.
You mean of the Pretenders?
Of the Pretenders. Yeah.
What?
Right. I know.
I love and don't get me wrong, I love the Pretenders.
Right.
I really
don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but she's number 100?
I don't get it. That doesn't make any sense. Spike Lee's 99. 98, Garth Brooks. 97, James Garner. 96, Diane Keaton. 95, James Cameron. 94,
Diane Keaton?
Yeah. She's brought us so much joy. 94, Elvis Costello. 93, Bob Fosse.
Yeah, okay. The list is taking a new direction.
92, Oliver Stone. 91, Robin Williams. Number 90, Grateful Dead. 89, Janis Joplin. 88, Loretta Lynn. The 87th greatest entertainer of the last 50 years is...
Who?
Stephen Bochco.
Who is
he entertained?
You know what they ought to do?
I mean, I know he's put on television shows, but he's not really entertained us.
I think if it's entertainers, it ought to be entertainers.
Performers.
Somebody who is an actress, a singer.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Here's another new one for you. Number 83 is John Grisham.
The writer.
Since when is a guy who writes books an entertainer?
Well, I guess they figure he entertains us with his novels.
Okay, Michael Jordan is number 80, an athlete.
Okay, I don't get the list. Make any sense.
The X-Files is 76. Kurt Cobain is 72.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, all right.
Somebody
who really liked their music.
Typical. The Sex Pistols are number 69, the 69th greatest entertainers of the last 100 years.
So the Sex Pistols are ranked higher than Robin Williams.
Let me give you a couple of the performers.
Duh. Mm-hmm.
The Sex Pistols are directly in front of Paul Simon,
right.
Steve Martin... Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Number 74 is Run DMC.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on.
What is it? It's a music list, too. I mean,
it's everything.
It's a music list with, like, some... This doesn't make any...
God. All right.
Entertainment Weekly is so...
Jim Carrey is 65. Letterman is 64. 63 is Joni Mitchell. That cow.
This list is toilet paper. I am sorry.
62 is Warren Beatty. Number 61 is Willie Nelson.
Who's number 50? Who's right in the middle of the pack?
Hold on, Sam.
That's a good question.
Here you go. Wait a minute.
Who would be the average top entertainer?
Number 50 is Chuck Berry.
Okay. All right, I give up.
It's all over
this
the place.
This is all music. It's mostly music performance.
51 is Hendrix. 52 is Tom Cruise. 53, the Beach Boys. 54, Dustin Hoffman. 55, David Bowie. 56, Jerry Seinfeld. 57, Stanley Kubrick. 58 is Cher, and number 59 is Jim Henson.
You know, unfortunately, they let these people do these lists. I'd really like to meet them.
Wait a minute. Let me just see if I can find... I'm going to try to find the biggest loser.
I guarantee you they're probably living, you know, in some small room in New York City.
The biggest loser at a high number, okay?
Hold on a second. Let me see. Star Trek, Paul Newman, Oprah, Woody Allen, Stevie Wonder.
Tom Wolfe is number 28.
Tom Wolfe, Bonfire of the Vanities. He's another author.
Mm-hmm. Bradford, Cosby, Nicholson, Mary Tyler Moore. Stephen King is the 21st greatest entertainer of the decade, according to this list. And De Niro's 20. Aretha Franklin's number 19. Yes, Aretha Franklin's entertained us much more than Robert De Niro has.
Amazing. Amazing.
Oh, please. Jesus Christ.
You better think.
Let me see. Elizabeth Taylor, Audrey Hepburn, John Wayne, Rolling Stones, Alfred Hitchcock, Barbara Streisand.
Okay.
Bob Dylan, number 11.
Of course.
Yeah, worth it.
Gotta put Dylan on there as number 11. Jeez. Yeah, that's
crap
true.
That is.
Absolutely. Then you go down to Goodwill and get your jacket.
Please. That's so judged.
I think it's a good list. I put it together myself.
Yeah, from the mind of Jeremy Coleman.
Absolutely. That is a Jeremy Coleman list.
Yeah, of course. The Sex Pistols, number 69.
They were fantastic entertainers.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing? This is Mike. I was wondering if you saw last night about Lee and Remini. They were talking about the Church of Scientology.
No, on what show?
I think it was Entertainment Tonight. They mentioned that she was a member of it. They started in with, you know, like John Travolta.
Well, if you were a regular listener of this program, you would know that we have grilled her on that Scientology thing in the past.
A long time ago.
Yeah, we went into great detail.
She came clean about it. She's in that goofy religion.
Okay, well, I just saw it on TV, and I didn't know if you guys saw it or not. So
I think she's mainly just in it because it's a showbiz religion.
It might very well be.
She doesn't strike me as a deeply religious person. But the few times that we've met her.
I don't know anything about Scientology. I really don't. But she kind of explained why she was in it.
I think you got to be rich to be in it.
They'd like you to be rich.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, buddies. How you doing?
Hey, this is Mike. This is Rick from Las Vegas.
Hi, Rick.
Yeah, I tried to call a few back in October, but McGuire was out here. Big Mac was out here for about 4 or 5 days. I got to meet him over at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah?
And, you know, just actually carried on a conversation for about 10 minutes. And as a loyal listener, I asked him if he ever heard about your show. And he's heard of your show, but he doesn't think he's ever heard it. But I asked him about if he'd ever heard about the bet. He said, no, a friend of his up in Oakland, where he used to play, told him about the bet, but he didn't exactly understand it. And I said, well, it's kind of hard to explain Dennis Murphy. basically this guy had to go over to Mike's house for dinner and stay overnight and get set breakfast in bed.
So you were explaining the bet to him while you were talking to Mark McGuire? I got to give this guy
the pretty
prop.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
I told him, I said, are you, I'm sure you have a computer. And he said, yeah. And he said, I said, well, they have an unofficial website. You'll see what Mike had to go through.
Okay, but thank you. I just deleted out that website, though.
Very cool.
Okay,
we appreciate the fact that you actually brought us up to Mark McGuire.
Oh, you guys are so funny. I swear, sometimes I almost drive off the road.
That's funny. That's
thanks
hilarious.
A lot. That's very cool.
I hope you let him know that I was behind him all the way.
I told him about the white devil part. And always got on the American.
Oh, all right. Funny. Thank you, my friend.
Hi, man.
Oh, boy.
I can laugh now.
That's good, yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing that guy didn't call about a month ago.
That's right.
He probably would have been introduced to your rougher side.
Absolutely. Now it's in the past. It's like going through a terrible nightmare.
Listen, I see the contestants are here. We're going to be starting the freak show in just a moment. But let's get first things first. The secret sound number 7.
Oh, boy.
Which is impossible.
Yeah.
Oh, you won't believe the conversation I had with Ken today about secret sound. Somebody told him that yesterday I upped the bet by 10 times with some guy.
Yeah.
Ken has now officially forbid me from doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll happen, Mr. Reverse Psychology. Gotcha. So it's worth $800. You know, unless you're a buffoon.
Yeah, then you never know. Depending on how challenged you are, that might go up quite a bit.
Either way, caller 100 gets a shot at Secret Sound 7 right now. Be the 100th person to call the Rockhead at 1-877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Where else would you rather be? Right here, right now.
Well, Rob, once again... You're dry.
Yes, as dry as can be.
Dry. Phil?
Phil?
Phil? Phil?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Thank you, Phil, and good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Anything can happen in all
right.
The ships at sea.
You're right.
More soothing than A&D ointment. You know, ass and dildo ointment.
Yeah.
It's Don Geronimo and Michael.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening to the show via Westwood One. It's the Don and Mike Show. And I don't even have time now to say, Ken, Jeremy, Big Daddy Mel, Donald Ephra.
Yeah!
We thank you for listening. Arbitron rated strong. This show is. We have 5 million national listeners, and we thank them for admitting to the ratings company to actually listen to this show.
We do indeed.
Here he is to my left and to your right, Sippy Boy. There is our friend Guy J. Friendly. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. It's November 5.
No.
19 yes. And 99.
Really?
Telephone number 1-877-365-3636. I mean, we got to fly like a pig in... You know the word I want to say, like S word through a goose.
Go, Donnie. Go, Donnie.
We got to fly because today's show is just jam-packed.
Fly, baby.
Okay? We have Chris Collinsworth from Fox NFL Sunday.
He of the giraffe neck.
Right. We have Chuck Stossel.
Mm-hmm.
We have the new low-budget Jeopardy for you.
Hey.
We have my wife going under the knife live on the show.
That's very exciting.
With laser eye surgery where...
anything can happen.
We have to give away a trip to Detroit on today's show.
Right.
We would like to spend some time recapping yesterday's fantastic freak show.
Heard a lot about it.
Tons of stuff to talk about. Oh, you know, let me just take one telephone call, and then that'll probably be the only call we take during the whole show today. So
okay.
Please make it good. This is Candace calling us from Seattle. Hello, Candace.
Hello, man.
Bergen.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
Well, the other day I went and got my nipples pierced in honor of your guys' freak show.
Really? You did?
I did.
Yeah. Well.
And I would like to dedicate them to you.
You would like to dedicate your pierced nipples to
I
us?
I would. I would. And I'm just curious, which one of you is taller? Because one of them is bigger than the other, and I got to know which one to name which.
Well, which one of us is taller, Mike? I don't know. I think we're about
A long time ago, we went back to back. We went back to back, and I don't remember the outcome. I have no memory of the outcome.
Robbie, who's taller? Buzz?
I think Mike's
just a pinch taller. I might edge out by maybe a half an inch.
Yeah. Pretty close.
Yeah,
make the bigger one, Mike.
But you have a bigger penis.
Oh, wow. Well, Mike would be the
I thought we weren't going to talk about that contest on the radio.
I'm sorry.
Every day before the show up in the office is part of our ritual.
I like all the facts to be out on the table. I really do. I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Well, then I'll take the big one.
You're the right, then.
I'll take the righty, and Mike can have the lefty.
Yeah, the right one's a little disobedient, but that's all right.
Oh, that's okay. I'm a little disobedient,
too.
Yeah,
you stand up.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, well, thank you, Candace.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was Candace calling us from Seattle, everybody.
Lovely Candace. And isn't that great that we influenced somebody so in such totality that she decided to go out and pierce her own nipples?
I'm telling you, I got a lot of feedback on that show yesterday. A lot of people were upset. People that I spoke to were upset that the lady with the piercing was the one who actually won the freak show yesterday.
Really? They want the lady with the tattoo to win?
Well, I talked to people today who gave me everybody except the kickboxer.
Okay.
I talked to the guy at the Exxon, who said that he thought that the girl who shaved should have been the winner.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well, he said he really enjoyed the sound of the stubble.
Ah, okay.
And then I talked to somebody who thought that the lady who ate the dog food, the spam off Dennis's feet, should have won.
They all deserve to win. Mm-hmm. You know, in other contests, they would probably stand alone. But, you know, we had to pick a winner, and that's just the way it worked.
And
right?
The tattoo lady, well, now there's a valid argument, because that tattoo that says this is Sam Huff, that tattoo is never going away.
She was very upset.
But, you know, we voted, we had secret ballots, and the winner, in case you didn't get to hear it, was the lady who actually pierced her most sensitive of areas with two gigantic hoops.
Mm-hmm. I have no regrets on the way I voted. I really think that the best act won, frankly.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I don't remember exactly how I voted. I think I voted for a tie. For the number one spot.
You like the dog food lady. I remember you said you were real hot to trot on the dog food lady.
I voted for the lady that ate the food off Dennis's feet, and also for the tattoo.
See, I voted for the tattoo. She was my clear leader until the lady with the piercing, and then, unfortunately, just by a few percentage points, few tenths of a point.
Just by a hair.
Just by a hair.
just by a hair. So that's how that ended up yesterday. It was the piercing first, and the tattoo second, the dog food third, and we thank all of them for playing that crazy reindeer game.
Mm-hmm.
Are you set for our fishing trip tomorrow?
As a matter of fact, yesterday I made the arrangements to get the boat put in the water, and I found out, which I didn't know, my little boatel where I keep the boat.
Yeah.
I didn't know this until I called the guy yesterday. I'm glad we did it when we did it, because they lock up the old boatel on November 15th. That's the last time you get access to it. I guess you can make special arrangements, but I was really glad that we did it this weekend, because, you know, if we'd waited a couple more weeks, we wouldn't have been able to get it in the water.
Right.
As far as the fishing goes, I'm relying on only one individual. I'm not doing it.
Joseph Ardinger?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
our captain.
You know,
Salty Ardinger.
You know, anything, to be perfectly honest, you know, Joe was saying that he's going to bring the, you know, the Sam Adams and all that. I'm like, you know, let's be a little realistic. It is going to be 7 o'clock in the morning, you know.
It's like Christmas for Joe Ardinger.
It is. Joe's going to have a good day. And Joe apparently is going to do some of the legwork to find out, like, what direction I put the boat in when we get out of the harbor, because he's going to tell me where the we're going for catfish.
Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
It's going to be nice and warm.
We're all going fishing. Yeah, the weather should be delightful.
Mm-hmm.
And we are bringing a tape recorder.
Excellent.
So you will be able to hear all of the sounds of perhaps us drowning.
Yes, I'll never know.
On Monday's show, perhaps the divers will be able to find the black box that contains the tape entailing the details of our death.
You boys will be doing, you know, anybody who wants to will be doing most of the fishing, while I will be skillfully navigating the dangerous river currents.
Driving the boat.
Right.
Also this weekend at Redskins Stadium, you know, I'll be there doing the pregame show for the Redskins and the Buffalo Bills, of course, 11 a.m. on many of these Don and Mike
Mike radio station.
Very highly rated pregame show and a very well-received pregame show.
Our very own Bobo Spiewak will be doing the introductions. And Bobo, I do have a challenge for you this week.
Okay.
And this is a serious challenge. And I don't know if you got the balls to do this or not.
Well,
I dare you. I double dog dare you when you do the introductions.
Yes.
And if you don't want to for the Redskins, maybe for the Bills, to do them in the Billy voice. Billy?
I'd say that's an easy one to get away with, Rob, because you could do, especially if you were doing the Bills.
I think
that
that's good for the low-energy introductions of the Bills.
And
Billy.
Now at quarterback, number 7,
Doug
Flutie.
Doug Flutie.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think we can
Doug
do it.
Doug Flutie.
I think
you know,
we can
if
do
you
it.
Do that voice, you will accomplish what they want you to do, which is to locate, you know, at running back,
number 33, Thurman Thomas.
Those are your Buffalo Bills.
Dougie, are you a three-point underdog? Yes, you are, Doug Flutie.
How would you do it, though, if you were going to do the Redskins and turn it into a more enthusiastic?
That would be great. I'd love to introduce Brad Johnson like that, the quarterback.
Number 14, Billy, at quarterback, Brad Johnson. I don't think it works.
Yeah, it doesn't work as well with the up-tempo
but
delivery.
But I think we can work it on the Bills. I
okay,
think we
good.
Can.
Excellent. I look forward to that on Monday. Billy?
Billy?
Billy, are you introducing the Redskins and the Buffalo Bills this weekend, Billy?
It should be a lot of fun.
Billy? Well, did anybody watch the TV show Greed last night?
Yeah, I watched a lot of it, as a matter of fact.
I did. I tell you, at first when I watched the show,
I was dog-eared, if you ask me.
I was pissed at first. No, I liked it. Mm-hmm. I was pissed because when I turned it on, I thought, oh, this
I
is,
kept going back to it.
This is an exact copy of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I mean,
right.
The set is the same.
Yeah.
The lights swooping down, the searchlights
even
are the
way,
same.
Yeah, even the way they turn, they spin the
lights. The disco lights, the music is the same.
Right.
But I must be honest with you that I liked it better than The Millionaire Show.
Oh, I did much better. It moves much quicker.
I'll tell you why. First, the questions are much easier. Even when they got up like to $200,000,
right?
It was still stupid questions like, what's the holiday that we send the most flowers on?
What flavors of Kool-Aid are there? I mean, please.
And I do love the fact that people can knock other people on their team out.
Yeah, so if one member of the team feels that there's another member who is a little more challenged who won't be able to help the cause, he is out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they give him cash to do that, too. They motivate him.
I predict a killing.
They give him $10,000. You know, I should be able to call and find out what the ratings for that show were right now.
I would think so.
That Leah Remini phone number.
I like the Woolery factor, too, even though he was a little rough. You know, I think it's obviously he got it into production real quick.
I like the fact that it was rough. One of the things I don't like about Millionaire is you can tell that it's pasted together pieces of videotape.
They edited it together to get all of Regis's mistakes taken out.
Right. At any time during this recording.
Let's find out how Greed did in the ratings.
Turn to the main menu. Press 1 to hear metered market ratings.
No, we want overnight.
Press 2 to hear national or fast national. Please wait.
Okay, we'll hear how it did. I didn't even watch Friends
Press
or Frasier.
For Monday nationals. Press 2 for Tuesday.
3 for Wednesday.
Press 3 for Wednesday.
5 is Friday.
Please wait.
Wednesday. Friday.
Good afternoon. Following your nationals for Friday, October 29th, in the order of NBC.
You know what? I just screwed up. I should have asked for Thursday.
Thursday, that's
today
right.
Today is Friday.
But today is Friday.
Today was
the day after Thursday.
Yeah.
I would have been interested to hear what he thought tonight's ratings were going to be. That's probably from last Friday.
The ratings from a week ago.
It still moved too slow for me. It was much faster
Welcome
than the
NBC ratings hotline. Please listen for new menu options.
No, I was there all night.
Anytime during the
2 hours.
Yeah, I stayed with it a lot, but I went back and forth.
Menu. Press 1 to hear metered market ratings. Please wait.
Okay, so I want to press 4 for Thursday.
Press 1 for Monday nationals. Please wait.
Thursday.
Good morning. Following your fast nationals for Thursday, November 4th, in the order of NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. These are affiliate-based time period averages and are subject to change. 8 o'clock, Friends, adult 18 to 49 rating, 12.1. Diagnosis Murder, 2.4. Whose Line Is It Anyway, 3.4. Greed, 2.7.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Well, now listen. 9.5.
That's a trick Kevin James told me.
2.7.
When we first called him about these ratings. What the number they give you first is just adults 18 to 49.
Fox,
you have to wait, and they'll give you the overall rating at the very end.
Angels 3, 4.0. Greed, 4.4. 9:30, Stark Raving Mad, 8.0. Diagnosis Murder, 3.1.
And since this line is put out by NBC,
And 18 to 49 is the demo that NBC shoots for.
That's right. Why they put it first.
That's why they put it first.
Oh,
North, 2.7, 2020, downtown, 3.2. 10:30 ER.
What is 2020 downtown?
48 hours.
I have no idea.
That's their swinging hip new version of 2020.
Did they just do it from the Good Morning America room?
Yeah, it's
just, you know, 49 different. Rating.
Oh, yeah, Barbara Walters dressed in leather.
CBS, 2.7. ABC, 3.8. Fox, 4.0. Household rating and share, 8 Fox.
Here
Friends, 15.5. 24. Diagnosis murder, 9.4. 15. Whose line is it anyway? 5.38. Greed, 5.38. 8:30, Jesse, 12.2. 19. Diagnosis murder, 10.0. 16. Whose line is it anyway? 5.9. 9. Greed, 6.3. 10.
Oh, didn't kick ass.
Frazier, 14.1. 21.
Frazier, 14.
Diagnosis murder, 10.2. 15. Best commercials, 3. 5.3. 8. Greed, 6.9. 11. 9:30, Stark Raving Mad, 11.4.
So it didn't 17. Really kick any butt.
No. Diagnosis Murder, 10.2, 16.
You know, Regis is loving 3, that.
5.3.
I'm the king.
Greed,
so no one can beat me with the original.
12. 10 o'clock, ER.
All right, so Buzz, were you writing that down?
Yes, it was.
I just want to say Alan Alda really improves the art.
Shut up.
He'll be gone soon.
Alan Alda. You know, I have just, ever since MASH went off the air, I've said, bring him back, for the love of God. Get him out of features and bring him back to regular television.
Have you seen the awful movie on HBO, like maybe 15 years ago, where he is married to Anne Margaret,
no.
And he has a perm, and he gets divorced from Anne Margaret, and he starts dating the girl who was Pizza Man's wife on Hill Street Blues?
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
So, Buzz, how did that show do in the ratings?
Not well, whereas NBC got a 15.5, a 12, a 14, and an 11.5. The new Greed show got a 5.3, a 6.3, a 6.9, and a 7.7. So, basically, half to one-third of the audience that NBC had.
I was watching it all night last night.
Would it be more fun, wouldn't be more fun for the contestants, but wouldn't it be more fun if there wasn't the option where it was kind of like, it moved a lot quicker and it was an all or nothing deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you got eliminated, it was much faster paced, and if you got eliminated, you were just eliminated and you couldn't, you know, you had to go for the $2.5 million, you know, and usually you always got a $2.5 million winner because, you know, you turned so many people through that somebody would hit.
Yeah, maybe, but maybe if you did it like that, maybe
everybody gets a $500,000 and they say, okay, and then the one guy who has accumulated $300,000 is looking at her going, No.
Well, it's hard to turn down that much money, though, if you're in that position.
That's what I hate about it, though. See, I mean, I like all or nothing. I like that.
You know what I did like better about the Greed show, though, was that unlike the millionaire that starts at $2,000,
right,
and then $4,000,
yeah,
and $8,000.
Much quicker.
At least it was like the first question, okay, it's like $25,000. Then you play for $100,000. Then you play for $200,000.
Right.
I mean, right away, they were playing for big dollars.
Yeah, I know. It's better. It's better, and it's a little faster paced. But still, when you're waiting for that little green square to come on, okay, is it grape Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
I mean,
duh. Yeah, it's an exact copy of the Millionaire Show in that way also.
And sometimes they look stupid when it's a real easy question and they get too excited, you know, like really shocked and surprised that they won, you know. Oh, it was air. That's what we breathe.
I do like, though, when some guy would be the captain,
yeah,
and he would be able to call another guy out and, like, just kick him out of the game. Yeah, now, like that I did like.
Like the big fat guy with the ball in the head?
Yeah.
He knew he was going. You knew he was going to be toast.
Listen, if you are ugly, bald,
right,
or fat on that show,
that's it.
You know, if the captain has a choice of getting rid of somebody,
you are out of there.
He's not going to get rid of the hot girl. He's not going to get rid of the young brother.
Right.
He's not going to get rid of the Italian-looking guy.
Who's fat, bald guy.
Yeah. Bingo.
Out of there.
I predict a killing. I think somebody's going to get eliminated and go back later and murder their team captain.
Well, that would make a good show also.
That'll help the ratings.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Guess what?
What, Dennis?
Going to commercial yesterday, a doctor called and he's going to see me Tuesday about my toes.
Oh, wonderful.
Is that great news for all of America, Dennis?
We are so happy for you, Dennis.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, now, why are you sorry?
And why did you say you were sorry to me in the hallway yesterday?
Well, I disappointed you, Mike.
It disappointed me why?
Yeah, I don't know. You were disgusted.
No, I wasn't, Dennis. I don't like it when you get into that, you know, that sad mode, whether it's real or not. I hate it when you do that.
Okay. But, thank you for having me yesterday.
Well, Dennis, for what it's worth, I was disgusted by your feet. I mean, I was totally disgusted.
I look at you because you hate feet. I'm surprised you came over and looked at my feet.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised at that, too. You were very,
Dennis, I don't like auto wrecks either, but when I see one on the side of the road, I always slow down to look at the carnage. Okay? But I'm glad to hear that an actual, now is it a real podiatrist who called you?
Look, the office manager called, and she cleared it with the doctor. His name is Dr. Pearl.
Dr. Pearl?
Pearl, P-E-A-R.
Dr. Pearl.
Pearl.
Like the Pearl Vision Center.
The Pearl Necklace.
Pearl Vision.
Mm-hmm. Pearl Bailey.
Pearl Calhoun.
Well, Dennis, he is a brave man to examine your feet. Please let us know everything that happens.
Hey, he said if I take this medicine orally for 3 months religiously, it should be gone.
Yeah, if you, like, maintain and wash your feet.
Okay, well, I do wash my feet, Mike.
You would have to clip those nails, Dennis.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? They offer to clip my nails once a month.
Take them up on it.
Yeah. You should get that in writing, Dennis.
Go for it.
All right.
Don't kill me.
Well, that's beautiful. I'm glad. Between that and the free dental work that we're working up for you, you are indeed going to be a suave, deboner man.
Hey, God. I have an idea.
What?
Can I be in your junk, in your fantasy football segment on your show on Sunday?
Goodbye, Dennis.
Okay.
Goodbye. Greed.
The name of that show should not be Greed. The name of that show should be Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy.
Just has his big face up there.
Always wanting more.
Never happy with what he has.
Never at all.
I got to go through this with you again, please.
Yeah, one day, stay online and leave your phone number. But you won't. You won't. That's the same guy that calls every day and says the same thing.
Every day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chief.
Oh, this is Mike the TV boy. I'm not aware of who he's playing us today.
Oh, no, me. Know how I earn a living.
What? Who is it?
You know who it is?
Yeah, it's Captain Quint from Jaws.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Wow.
Well, this must be a tribute for our fishing trip tomorrow.
Quint, how you doing?
I'll catch this bird for you. It ain't going to be easy.
Why is that? What?
What'd you... fish.
What?
Fish shark.
He's having one of his sleepy days.
What, Mike?
Fish shark.
The shark? He's saying the shark something.
Swallow your hole.
This shark is not going to be pleasant.
Thank God you know every line to this movie by heart, Rob, that you're able to walk us through this.
Well,
I'll find my neck a lot more than $3,000, Chief. I'll find him for three.
You know, it would really help if you would stop after, instead of the, you know, the breaks in between.
He's still playing the tape.
It's so, Mike, you are really, you got to start.
When you had the Martha Stewart, you had another, what was the other one you had after Martha Stewart? You had two good ones in a row.
Yeah, they were real good ones.
I don't remember who it was after Martha. I thought that was the last one.
It's tough if he doesn't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this would be a failed effort, Mike.
Okay.
Okay. All right, take care.
Farewell and adieu.
Okay. He pulled it out.
Okay.
He pulled it out with a song. You know, I hate busting a young performer's balloon like that.
I understand
that.
But, yeah. I said he had his goodbye, though, that he finally had to get in there.
This is big time showbiz.
Well, and adieu.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. This is Chrissy from yesterday.
Oh, Chrissy, the girl who got Sam Huff tattooed on her most intimate of areas.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Chrissy.
How you doing? Are you feeling any better today?
Yes, and I wanted to call and tell you that I'm sorry. I was such a sore loser.
You weren't as bad as the tattoo guy.
You know, I felt bad for you. You look like you're going to cry. Now, the tattoo guy looked like he's going to punch us.
Was he mad?
I think he was mad that he canceled all his appointments for the day and felt like he wasted his day.
Well, we gave him a mention, his tattoo parlor.
I know, but...
Yeah, right. can you turn down your radio, Christy?
Oh, yeah, sure. But I'm really had a lot of fun, and I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to come up there and just meet you guys and talk to you guys for a little while.
Well, you're very sweet. And how does the tattoo that says, "This is Sam Huff," how does it look today?
It's kind of like scabbing a little, but it looks exactly the same.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, maybe someday you'll have an opportunity to show that to Sam.
No, thank you.
Have you shown it to anybody yet?
I showed it to a girl that I work with last night when I got home.
And how did she like it?
She laughed because everyone was listening to the show yesterday. Well, so they all got a big kick out of it.
Chrissy, you're a good sport, and thank you for calling up today. Sorry that you didn't win yesterday.
Oh, that's okay. I really had a lot of fun.
Well,
and you guys are radio guys.
You're the greatest. Thank you.
Bye.
That is very nice.
That's real nice. It makes me feel a lot better because I really did. Of all the contestants, she's the one I felt
the
most.
She looked like she's about to ball yesterday.
Yeah. She was definitely number two.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Detective Andy Sipowicz, and I would like to speak to a Mr. Buzz Burbank, please.
This is an awful Sipowicz impression.
We'll let you roll to see where
you're
going.
You dumb hump. Just put him on the phone.
Now, you know who this is? I know who this is. This is the guy who says the tapes. Am I right?
Am I right?
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Listen, Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but it's over. Hands are tied now. You shut me down.
I offered you a chance where we could have done something, and you blew it!
Hey, good ear.
It's this guy.
That's the guy.
I like the mysticism.
It's this guy who repeats whatever the tape says.
Right.
Whatever the tape says.
He was a whore.
This little girl has knockers.
And
that weak-ass story is the best you can come up with.
Keep killing me.
Did anyone ever tell you you're a moron?
All right, here's a tough one for you.
And at running back number 44, Curtis Enos.
Okay. Goodbye.
Fag.
Oh, that's what he loves.
Yeah.
Fag. Is this Green Bay?
Okay, goodbye.
God.
Oh, I outed him right away.
Yeah. That was a good ear. Every now and then you get those guys that are in their caves.
That guy should not be calling trying to do bits with us. His sole purpose on the show, and something he's running to the ground, incidentally, is just calling and repeating the tapes back as they are played to him.
Yeah, when he tries to get out of his little envelope, it's very difficult.
That's his place on the show. Listen. We got a break right now.
All right.
Because today's show's jam-packed. We've got to get right to it. But we will start today with a caller 100 and secret sound number 8.
Which nobody's figuring out.
Mm-hmm. No. And I had a wonderful meeting with Ken Stevens, the general manager, today.
Yeah, I noticed he's in the building today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He called me in and shut the door today and had me sit down at his desk. And he said, without question, you are not authorized to increase any jackpot amounts.
All right.
So right out of the chute, I don't care what your intellect is, this one's double.
Yeah!
At least double.
There you go.
At least $1,600 and maybe even more.
That's the right way. Do first, ask later.
He was serious. Come on. I said, Ken, it's an impossible sound.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to figure it out.
That's right.
He says, did you offer a guy $8,000? I said, yeah. I said, I had a guy yesterday. I was going to offer him $80,000. He said, no, you can't do that.
Don't do it.
You're forbidden from doing that.
Right.
Please. You know my daddy, Ken. Caller 100. You'll play for at least $1,600 now.
Good.
If you want to play the secret sound, call the Rockhead on the toll-free line at 1-877-365-3636.
Don and Mike.
I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. I'm so mad at my wife.
What did you do now?
Well, today, she got up to go for her walk, where she and the other housefrows on the street diss their husbands.
Right.
She goes in a big group of these women. They all take the dogs out, and they go marching through the neighborhood. Came back home, and she gets set to go out and go do something else, go spend some more of my money. And the phone rings, and it's one of these other ladies from the neighborhood, and she's sitting in our driveway. And she goes, hi, I'm in the driveway. I'm waiting for Frida. So she can't come to the front door. She says, I'm waiting for Frida. She calls from the car
to go for the walk.
Right. So, no, this is after the walk.
After the walk, okay.
When they're going to go out to spend some money.
Mm-hmm.
So I go open the door and let the lady in, and Frida says that she's not quite ready yet. And then the neighbor says to me, oh, where's Colonel Clink? I said, what do you mean? She says, well, I see your little dog, Max, but Clink normally jumps all over me when I come in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, gee, you know what? I don't know where he is. So I started looking all over for him. And then I go upstairs and I say to my wife, hey, where's Clink? And she says, Well, you know what? He was on a walk with me today, but on the way home, I guess he just decided to go off on his own. Don't worry about it. He'll be back. He'll find his way home. And it's like, I'm out of my mind. My wife is going, she goes, don't worry about it. She goes and she gets in the car and she drives away. And meanwhile, I'm really having a panic attack.
Sure.
Because the dog is gone. So I'm spending an hour and a half today out walking in the woods behind our house like an idiot.
Right.
Screaming at the top of my lungs, you know, Colonel Kling,
mm-hmm.
Colonel Kling, come, come. I go back home. I call her up. She's on a car phone. She's driving to some store with this lady. And I said, you know, he's not back at home yet. And she says, well, has anybody called? Because he has the phone number on his tag. I said, no, you know, not a lot of concern from my wife.
She didn't have him, like, on a leash or anything.
No. And apparently she's so caught up in the conversation with the other house frows
right.
that she doesn't even notice the fact that she left the house with two dogs and only came back with one dog. Well, about an hour and a half later, I had just come in the house, and I was really down because I thought we'd lost a dog, and I love that dog so much.
Right.
Then I hear a whimpering at the front door. And there's Colonel Clink, and I am not exaggerating when I say the dog is covered with blood.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like he had gotten in a fight with some other animal out in the forest, right?
That's bad. Maybe you check him for, you know, the rabies and all
I
that.
I guess we're going to do that. I mean, yeah. And he's got, like, a little bit of a limp. And I mean, he had blood all over the side of his face.
Wow.
And blood on his legs and stuff. So I got him in, and I cleaned him up. And
so he could have been another dog?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. His mommy left him out there by himself. You know, my wife, her new name today is going to be Lonnie Anderson.
Probably, you know, she's a bad mother. It was probably another dog that did that.
Yeah, well, I think so, but it just gave me a big, big scare.
Yeah, I know.
And my wife was not too concerned about it, I got to be honest. She's like, oh, well, you'll come back home. I got to go to the home show. I'll see you later.
Yeah, well, you better check him because, I mean, you know, in your area, especially with the animals that have been out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, lots of rabid animals
and
out
you know,
there.
Now that's all you read about every right. other week is some animal with rabies.
Well, it would serve her right if that's how we spent the day tomorrow because, you know, she got me last weekend because
right.
last weekend was all about my son and taking him everywhere, and then I had to work on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I promised her that tomorrow,
right,
I would devote the day to her and do whatever she wants to do.
So you're bringing her fishing?
No, this is after the fishing.
Okay.
Since you promised me that the fishing will last no more than an hour.
No, fishing will last as long as you want it to, but if you want an hour, that is, I mean, I will bring that boat back, you know.
No.
I will actually put it on a timer because I'm not exactly, I think you and I share the love of angling.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I did it with
more going fishing.
I really thought I'd dig it, you know, and I went out with it. And to be honest with you, if I throw a line over and, you know, inside of, well, maybe conservative, 15 seconds, there's not a bite, I'm already bored.
So she says to me today, she's going through the newspaper, she says, see, how are we going to spend the day tomorrow? And I said, well, how about we take Clinkin to get his rabies shots? She says, no. Tomorrow we're going to be, so here's my choices.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about this with her when she's getting her eyes done. That'll be on the radio live later today.
Right.
From the doctor's office. She's looking through the paper, she goes, oh, look, there's a craft fair.
Oh, yeah.
And look, oh, there's a big antique fair. And and look, there's some kind of an artist that she likes is having a showing of the paintings that she likes.
Oh, you're going to have a good weekend.
It sounds like the worst day of my life. And I think, frankly, I think that we should spend the day getting Colonel Clink checked for rabies.
Probably.
Since, you know, she was out with her housefrau friends and didn't bother to notice the fact that she left with two and only came back with one.
He probably already has the shots that prevent anything from happening, but if he was attacked by an animal that had rabies, you got to think, I think you do have to check him again.
Yeah, feel for him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I couldn't yell at him, because first off, when you talk to a dog, mm-hmm. you know, it sounds like this. The dog only
right.
understands the tone of voice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you should have said that. It's pathetic. I'm on my knees going, oh, Daddy's so glad you're home. Well, I'm so glad you're home. Mm-hmm. And I realize when I'm hugging him, all of a sudden I look at my hands and my face. I got the animal blood on me.
Yeah.
I sort of figured out he was all bloody and junk.
Pretty nasty. That's too bad.
Yeah, I know. Feel for the guy. Feel for him. I'll give a nice big doggy cookie.
Good for him. Back to life a little bit.
Gave him a bath. Yeah, except he's walking with a limp now.
Really?
Mm. And if anything happens to that dog, I just want my wife to know. I'm holding you responsible.
Oh,
a negligent mother. I said to her, I said, boy, thank God you're a little more careful with Bart. Yeah, you know, she goes out when Bart was younger, when she would go out with the stroller with the other moms and the kids.
Right.
I said, what if you came back one day without Bart?
Because she was involved in the conversation.
Right.
Right.
Don't worry.
He'd find his way back.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hey, buddy. Who is this?
This is Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Rochester, New York.
Mike, listening on good old WHCK in Rochester, you are caller number 100. Mike, I have great news. The NFL Koosh balls are back.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Woo! Team Odds On sells a full line of NFL Impulse items. We will send you the Buffalo Bills NFL Koosh Ball.
Oh, does it have to be the Bills?
Yes, because they're your regional team.
All right.
Available at retailers nationwide.
Well,
now,
thank you.
Are you ready to go for big money?
Yes, sir.
Secret sound number 7. I've guaranteed I will at least double it.
Yep.
Tell me about yourself, sir. A little bio here.
Well, I'm a creative director for an internet company.
Uh-huh.
26, married, no kids yet, no bleeding dogs.
All right, you know what?
He's sharp as hell.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable that. Going more than the already promised doubled, which I'm only doing just to piss Ken Stevens off.
$1,600 right. On the line for you, sir.
So
you'll
that's
be,
fine.
You'll
thank
be
you.
Playing for 1600. I'll play you the secret sound, an everyday sound that you hear all over the place. Please do not answer until the scary music and Mike sings like Hank Hill. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
For $1,600, good luck.
Caller, name this noise.
It's not the sound of another animal biting my wonderful dog, Kling. He's probably walking around in the woods going, how come my mother left me? How come my mother would rather talk to her housefrau friend? For $1,600, what is secret sound number 7?
Is it a can being opened by a can opener?
Could you please repeat that?
Is it a can being opened by a can opener?
No.
Oh,
see, Ken,
we're sorry.
I know what I'm doing.
There you go.
It is not. It has nothing to do with a can opener.
When will Ken ever realize that
has
you are?
Has anyone guessed before?
That you are a trained professional.
I don't know when he will. But I'll make our listeners this promise.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime in the next week.
Yes.
I will go to $80,000 on this. At least one time. I promise you. At least one time in the next week. I'll go 100 times the jackpot.
What would you say to the people that might be out there and they might call in and be like, when in fact they really are smart and they think they've got a really good idea and by some miracle they just picked
you know
the right sound?
I say that those would be the people that'd be an excellent opportunity. I know a lot of people love me, but
right.
I know an equal number of people hate me and would like nothing better than for me to lose this job. Those are the people who should study, who should listen to the sound, and who should pretend to be stupid when they call.
Right.
Because I guarantee you, if I offer $80,000 and give it away, that will be the end of my job here. I will no longer be working here.
Well, I told you, I'm going into Ken's office with you, but I know. Financial situation, I won't be writing any checks.
I know. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
Just remember, if I forget, I know someone will remind me in the next week. At some point in the next 7 days, I will go to $80,000 on the secret sound.
That will be very exciting.
Just to piss Ken off. That's the only reason. Now, let's get to a Friday face. A little earlier in the show than normal. Because they're so jam-packed in here. No budget, Jeff Barney. I would tell you right now, you know who's coming in, and frankly, I want to tell you, this guy's a snob.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pseudo-intellectual.
Right.
I'm no fan of his. I'm a fan of his brothers. But I am no fan of Bryant Gumbel.
Oh, that's a little extreme. I don't mind telling you. Hello, Donald.
Oh, that's the way he does it.
Get Leo on the phone. just in case things go south.
The laser just goes willy-nilly.
Also want to mention some upcoming events on the show. Oh, you know what this is right now, what we're hearing?
The doctor's office,
I see it's the doctor's office. Oh, we got that pot
Billy?
Up now. Hello. Hello, Billy.
Hello, Billy.
Billy, is my wife there, Billy?
Yes, Billy. Your wife and Bunny are here.
Ah, both my wife and her best friend Bunny are in the doctor's office now.
Getting moral support from her friend Bunny.
They're in the waiting room, Billy.
All right, well, I'm going to turn this off, and I will talk to you momentarily, Rob.
Do you have a message for Wendell?
For Wendell Hall?
Yes, he's here. You know, he's engineering the broadcast. I thought maybe you'd like to say hi.
Tell him whatever he does, don't accidentally hit the laser.
You know what? We've already actually taped down the microphone stand.
Really?
Because we thought how bad it would be for that to fall onto the laser. So we've taken precautions.
Gotcha.
All right. You're a very graceful man. You'll be able to dance around that room.
Thank you. Hold on there, Robin.
What is that?
Oh, that's the sound of the actual eye thing happening.
Is that the laser?
And you know what else you can do, Rob? As long as you're doing like a quality check here.
Yes.
Why don't you turn down that goddamn echo in the background?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye, Billy.
Goodbye.
That was Rob Spiewak at the doctor's office.
Really sounds like it's more like a garage where you can get your car fixed.
Well, my wife is going to be getting her eyes done. Want to mention a couple of things on the show in the next couple of weeks. We do have our Thanksgiving edition of Strip Trivia, where we'll be giving away a trip to Aruba.
Ooh. That's one of the best prizes we've ever given away on Strip Trivia.
That'll be on November 17. We have a Las Vegas-style show in Baltimore the following night on November 18 at the Baja Beach Club.
All right.
And next week, we will tell you about our fantastic Thanksgiving show when we will have frozen turkey bowling. That will be our Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Way to go. You know what? I admire the fact that you're a traditionalist. That
we
is
actually,
good.
We will broadcast from a bowling alley with real bowling pins and have our wonderful listeners actually bowling with frozen turkeys.
And, of course, you and I will get a chance to bowl a few frames.
Grudge match.
Hey, there you go. Good.
Absolutely. But listen, now it's time to talk movies with the mother chucker. Play you in here, Charlie. You know, the once married, twice shy.
Once married, twice shy. Here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
So I understand that you had a day at the zoo last week. That's why we didn't see you last week.
2 days at the zoo, yes.
3 days at the zoo.
The zoo had this fundraising event called Boo at the Zoo, where they opened up the entire zoo to trick-or-treaters, and various corporations got to sponsor certain areas, and we were one of them.
Boo at the Zoo.
I did not get dressed up for Halloween.
Oh, you didn't?
You did not.
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
No.
Is your eye all red? Is your eye a little red?
I don't.
No, his eyes look fine to me.
Yeah, normal bloodshot.
No, they don't funky.
Maybe I'm catching it at the wrong angle. Looks like, no, all right. It's just maybe your eye looked a little red. Okay. All right, just checking.
I'm rubbing my eye furiously.
So you weren't able to be Marilyn Monroe this year?
No, not this year. No, I tried. Didn't quite work.
How did you spend your Halloween?
Where did I? Oh, Redskins game. I was at the game on Sunday.
What about Halloween night?
I rushed home to do trick to be on my front porch with the rest of the neighborhood to give candy to the kids.
Did you dress up in like a witch's costume?
No, because I literally got back from the game and the kids were all over the neighborhood, so it was run inside, grab the candy.
Yeah, Charlie in a rocking chair with all of the kids come by.
With a big
like a Whistler's Mother's thing.
Did you give out caramel corn?
No, yeah, one at a time. I had Twixes.
Really?
Twixes were my big thing, and Milky Ways.
No razor blades, right?
No, not this year.
Okay.
You know, this part of the exercise is always
I'm
Charlie on
it.
Guard. That's what makes... That amuses
me. You're so nervous.
Me. Really.
I'm not nervous.
You're
very nervous.
Look at your body language for
I'm
goodness
just,
sake.
I'm sitting in a freaking corner here.
What's new in your social life, Charlie?
So, we got, like, a lot of new movies.
No, come on.
No.
What's new? It's been 2 weeks since we've seen
no,
you,
No, although, you
sake.
Know, I didn't tell you. It's the typical thing. I forgot to mention that, yeah, I got... effed again by another woman.
Oh, my God.
Really? A woman who said she'd call you and never called you?
Well, no. I met her. We had a suite for a hockey game.
Mm.
So I met her at this hockey game.
Right.
Got a phone number. I emailed her one time saying, hey, is it okay if I call you at work? And she said, fine. So we talked a few times. We were going to go out to go to a restaurant opening that I got invited to. And I called her twice on that day. I said, hey, what's going on? Never got a call back. Never got anything.
You are
through her.
You are the human doormat for women. I swear to God. Do you want to mention this girl's first name?
No need to.
Why? She might be listening.
If she is, I could care less.
You know, you really ought to try.
It wasn't a big deal.
I think you ought to try the hard to get approach.
This was not a desperate hard to get.
Hear me out.
I didn't look at her and go, please.
No, but hear me out.
Nothing like that.
Here's what I just think you should do. This is really what I think you should do.
Tell me.
And I just think when the more you are attracted to the woman, like if the woman absolutely of your dreams, a woman you could not live without, if she comes along, You ought to go the complete opposite way. You really ought to
I'm
go the opposite
way. I'm telling you, I swear to God, this worked with my wife.
My wife is hot,
and my wife was hotter before she had a baby. This was 20 years ago. And I'm telling you, when I first saw her, I asked her out, and she said, no, but I would like to be friends with you. And you know what I said to her?
I don't want to be friends. I have enough friends.
I got plenty of friends.
Yeah.
I said, I'd like to date you.
But no, that's...
And then I turned and walked away. You know what? The next day, she called me.
That's the route that I take. I will never, ever again, with stuff that's gone on the last year, never, ever again have a female as my best friend in the world. Never. Never. It only gets you screwed.
Who is your best friend right now?
A woman.
Myself.
Oh.
No. Who is? I have a lot of different friends that I hang out with.
Name your number one best friend right now.
One person?
One person.
You're confident. Everybody has to have a confidant. Somebody that really has replaced, you know, your wife, who became a lesbian.
Who would it be, Charlie?
There is none. Really.
This is a truly sad story.
No,
this
I
is
have a
man,
lot of friends, but I don't confide.
This is a man with no one to confide in.
I confide in a lot of different people. There's Michelle. There's...
Okay, she's a girl.
Right.
So your best friend is a girl.
No, I didn't say my best friend's a girl.
Yeah,
I said
the first thing you came up
to.
With, though.
Somebody, well, that's who I'm seeing. I'm going out to the hockey game with
right.
tonight, so... Angie, there's another one.
These are all handshake buddies, right? At the end of an evening with Angie or Michelle, when the date's over, hockey game.
Angie, I'll get a kiss from.
See, when Don said these are all handshakes, and you shouted out Rick, so Rick is more than a handshake?
Yeah.
So oh, yeah. Tonight,
all four.
When you leave the hockey game with Angie.
No, Michelle.
Michelle, will it be, is it a kiss on the lips?
No, it's see you later, get out.
Is it a peck on the cheek?
No, it's get out. Michelle and I are good for about 2 or 3 hours together. After that, we're at each other's throats.
Wait,
so it's the other girl you get the... If there's alcohol involved especially, it'll be get the F away from me.
So there's,
really?
The other girl is the girl that will kiss you goodnight.
Yeah. And a lot of my female friends are, yeah.
Is that on Rick?
Rick? No, Rick, we saw Rick and I and a bunch of other people went out on Monday night, and no, there was no kiss.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Charlie, you really should try the opposite... attack you've been taking.
It's a George Costanza thing, isn't it?
I'm telling you,
if this doesn't work,
before that show was ever invented, I'm telling you, worked with my wife. My wife was so used to guys kissing her ass and chasing after her. I'm the first guy she ever met that said, you know what? Take it or leave it, I'll leave it. See you later, baby. Next day, phone rings. She's intrigued by the one man
I will do that, and I'll report back.
Very good.
And we've been married now for 18 years, and today... God willing, you'll make it through this operation.
where what could happen, Don?
Anything, Mike. Anything could happen. All right, so nothing's good in your life socially.
No, my social life is just because I am not having sex 24 hours a day doesn't mean that my life is in the toilet. Everything's fine. I'm going to have a wonderful time on Sunday. Going to the Redskins.
But you could have a
that.
Special. What you're saying is
fun tonight.
You could have a special someone in your life. There's
couldn't
an emptiness.
Everybody.
There's
an not
emptiness
an emptiness. There. Stop. I'm not.
There is big hollow
there's
hole.
Not. You don't have a special lady.
Big hollow hole.
All right, Chuck. Let's talk movies.
Let's
talk Denzel because I'm excited
Denzel
to see
buddy.
The Denzel buddy
Denzel
movie.
Denzel buddy, who plays this is the bone collector. He plays a police officer in New York who got into an accident. He's a forensic cop goes in and takes care.
It's not a gay movie, is it?
No.
Well, I thought to put the name the bone collector. You never know.
Collecting.
I tell you, if it isn't, it will be now. People in that industry listen to this show. Absolutely.
Yeah. He is investigating a crime scene where he gets an accident and it paralyzes him. The only thing he can use is a finger, as he says, one finger, his shoulders, and his head.
Are you sure this is not a gay movie?
I'm pretty sure.
Excuse me, I'm looking for the bone collector. Hello, that's me. I can only use my finger, though.
He takes on this protege in Angelina Jolie, who is John Boyd's daughter.
Oh, right. Oh, she's cute. She's cute for having a dad that's so fuggly. She's really cute.
God, she looks a lot like her mother.
Right.
If you've ever seen pictures of her mom. She is a New York cop who is going to be like his protege. There's a lot of murders that start going on that leave a lot of clues, and they have to go in and find it. A lot of people are comparing it to Silence of the Lambs. It is not, or Seven. It's not as intense as those movies, but I thought it was very well done.
Scary,
it's better
scary.
Than Double Jeopardy. There's one scary part in the movie involving rats that I actually had to turn my head.
Cool.
For.
You know, generally, if Denzel Washington is in a movie, he's one of those guys.
Good.
I'll go see him.
But
I think he's excellent.
Good.
Great
and,
actor.
And it's a step above what Double Jeopardy is, but it's along those same lines. I figured out who the killer was about 20 minutes into the movie.
How many bones do you give this movie?
We'll give it 3 bones.
So that's a 3 bone movie. A 3 bone movie.
That's good, sir.
A boner.
A 3 boner movie. Been a while since something good has come out.
3 boners for the bone collector. What else is new this weekend?
There's The Bachelor.
This is a Matthew Perry movie?
No, this is a Chris O'Donnell, Renee Zellweger.
Same
movie.
Difference.
Okay.
It is, you know what? It's a lot of the same thing. In the kind of genre, it's like a TV movie. Chris O'Donnell is a guy who's 29. On his 30th birthday, he can inherit millions of dollars if he gets married, but he has one day because he turns 6:30 the next day.
I think he's a wimp.
Renee Zellweger.
I thought he was a good Robin.
He was good as really
sensible
woman. He was good in.
You will agree, great role for a wimp.
Yeah.
No. I mean, really great Robin.
He was a great Robin.
Of course, he was a great Robin. But
not in the Boy Wonder.
He's a bore.
Renee Zellweger, who is no bore.
She looks great in that
movie. She is wonderful to look at as usual.
She's different, too. She doesn't look like she did in Jerry Maguire. She looks even better.
I think so. Mm. I think
with her curly hair.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of the big hair look. She is his girlfriend who he's trying to convince in one day to marry him, and she's like, no, you don't want to get married. And there it is. That's basically your entire movie.
How many bones do you give this one?
Just two. Average
two
movie.
Two boner, okay.
And the last one, and then I saw two critics. Quick, The Insider, which I mentioned a few weeks ago.
I want to tell you something, Charlie. There is no movie that has come out thus far this year that has gotten so much hype that I am absolutely 100% positive. I will not see.
You won't like
looks to me like a boring.
I agree with you.
He's not at all.
Crap.
Edge of your seat, well written. True story about this guy, Dr. Wigand, who worked for Brown and Williamson Tobacco, who came out and to 60 Minutes saying that they're raising the level of nicotine in cigarettes and that cigarettes are basically a delivery
device. And they screwed him. 60 Minutes screwed the guy.
Oh, jeez. The 60 Minutes looked bad in this.
Hung him out to dry.
You can see why Mike Wallace and Don Hewitt from 60 Minutes are very upset about how they're portrayed in this movie because they are portrayed as the ultimate wusses in this. Here this guy is. He loses his family, loses his job, is getting death threats, is moving across country. He's put everything out on the line with this story, and 60 Minutes dumps him and says, we're not going to air your story.
You know,
and
the
they
only
leave
thing,
him hung out to dry.
I want to. The only thing that would intrigue me about this movie is any story that kind of tears down a myth, you know, and the myth of the great, you know, 60 Minutes, the great judge, jury, executioner fighting for the common man. I think that if you want to see that torn down a little bit, this might be a good movie.
This really does it. But in the end,
who wants to spend 2.5 hours just to see it?
2 hours and 50.
And I'll tell you, you know,
oh, Christ, 3 hours.
Once you throw trailers in.
Well, I would really be more interested in this movie if we hadn't seen trailers. What, 10 years ago they started doing the trailers for this movie? The hype on this movie, it's not just recent hype. It's been going on and on and on.
I think this is one of the best movies I've seen this year.
Okay, mark my words, everybody. I mean this.
Oh, Bone Coast would be number one this weekend.
This movie is a dog.
No.
If I hadn't already bet my hair that I'm going to lose on our first show in January, I would make you a bet about this movie that America will collectively turn a deaf ear to this movie.
They very well might, but I'm telling you, this is a very, very good movie. Very good movie.
The Boar Fest. Okay.
Now, how many bones do you give this?
3.5.
A lot of anti-smoking stuff.
Of course.
Yeah. But also, you know, some common sense. I am not one for suing tobacco companies.
3.5.
If you're dumb enough to be smoking for 40 years, then you get lung cancer. Don't blame tobacco. Blame yourself for smoking.
Well, I don't know about that, Charlie.
Okay, let's not get crazy, Charlie.
I won't go through that. Okay. What are the holiday movies?
What are the Christmas movies you saw?
I saw the new James Bond movie. The World Is Not Enough.
Mm-hmm. Is this with Pierce
Brosnan, Denise Richards?
Oh, the girl with the Joker smile.
Dr. Christmas Jones.
Yeah.
They say
the other woman in there is more of a hottie.
Sophie Marceau.
That she's supposed to
Braveheart.
Be the... Does she steal the... Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Oh, is that the early relationship?
Beautiful
oh,
woman.
Is a pretty lady.
But did you like this?
It's better than the last Bond movie, but to watch Denise Richards being nuclear scientist...
Yeah, not believable.
Doesn't cut.
Okay.
Stunts.
Very quickly, what's the other one you
Sleepy
saw?
Sleepy Hollow, the new Tim Burton movie about the Headless Horseman.
Yuck.
If you like Tim Burton, it's dark. It looks like Edward Scissorhands.
I hate
Batman.
Tim Burton.
It's bloody.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? It looks like Edward Scissorhands, except with guys wearing those
Partridge Family type
shirts.
It's very much a period piece, but we'll get into it. I did enjoy it. So that was pretty good.
You've been known to enjoy a period piece. Listen, I maintain what I've always said on this show.
Any piece.
Generally speaking, if Charlie really raves about a movie.
Right.
If you go the opposite direction, you will be a happy moviegoer.
Okay.
I mean, like the Denzel thing, I'll give you that movie's probably pretty good, and the one that you panned was probably no good. But this one that you really went out on a limb for, the
Inside
of this movie, I'm positive. It's a piece of crap.
No, it's good.
Direct to video.
It's outstanding.
All right.
Standing.
Thank you, Charlie.
All righty, guys.
Thank you. We will see you next week.
Bye, Charlie.
Enjoy your platonic date tonight.
Thank you.
With your best friend, Angie. Or Michelle, whatever her name is.
Oh, one of the many. One of the many handshakes out there.
You know, he's great talking about movies, but
he is.
Just better getting him in here once a week like being a shrink.
I like watching him in his defensive crouch.
That is Chuck Stossel from the AMC Movie Theater Chain. Things coming up. My wife's operation?
It's almost time for that to happen.
It's almost time, kid.
It's almost time.
And toe-tapping touchstones right there. Let's try to give away $800. Who knows? Maybe this will be the time that I offer $80,000.
My God, that's incredible.
I might do it. Be the 100th person to call the Rockhead right now if you want to play the Secret Sound Game on the toll-free 1-877-365-3636.
This is the dog.
You are.
Right on.
What is your name?
Rick.
Rick, where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
Rick from Las Vegas. What do you do, sir?
Truck driver.
A cab driver.
Truck driver.
A truck driver.
Truck driver in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, thank you for listening to the show on KVBC 105.1 FM. You've won the NFL Koozball. Dawn sells a full line of NFL impulse item. You get the San Francisco 49ers Koosh Ball, available now at retailers nationwide. Have you heard the Secret Sound Contest?
Yes, I have.
Have you heard the sound?
Yes, I have.
Do you think you know what it is?
I think so.
Do you really?
Think
you do?
Think I do.
You know, I've said that sometime in the next week, I've promised our audience that I would actually go like 1,000 times the amount.
Right.
Would it be 1,000 if I went to $80,000 or 100 times?
It'd be 1,000 times.
That's right. 1,000 times to offer somebody $80,000.
It's your decision. It is your decision.
Well, I know Ken's in his car right now.
You know what? He has an idea. When they don't have any idea, you know, that's usually something. I think I do, but he's, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I go 1,000 times the amount.
$80,000?
Yes, you'll be playing for $80,000.
Right on.
I'm serious, I swear to God.
Well, you have to be serious, because when you offer it,
yeah. Yeah, you have to back it
you
up.
You have to back it up. Right. That's the rule. I mean, and I hope everybody knows when you're doing this.
Yeah, that's not a joke. If this guy wins, the station has to pay him $80,000. And I'm serious. I will be fired on Monday. Good luck, my friend.
Jesus. This one, man.
Yeah.
One time when you're going up, this is amazing. You couldn't wait to do that 80,000.
No, I couldn't. No, I couldn't wait. Couldn't wait. Do you think you know it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, good luck. We'll play you Secret Sound number 7. Please do not answer until the scary music and Mike sings like Hank Hill. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good luck for $80,000 and perhaps my career.
Caller, name this noise.
It is a simple, everyday sound that right now is causing Ken Stevens to pull his BMW to the side of the road and immediately hit speed dial. For $80,000. What is that sound?
A refrigerator door opening.
Would you please repeat that?
A refrigerator door opening.
$80,000.
Safe.
Once again.
No, that is not correct.
It is not a refrigerator door opening.
Phew.
It is not a refrigerator door closing. It has nothing to do with a refrigerator.
But everyone should remember that every guess
is a clue for you.
For you.
And I would like it included in my permanent record.
Yes.
That all you people listening know that I did offer.
You got them.
$80,000.
And I'll tell you right now.
Do you hear me, Ken? I just tried to give away $80,000 of your dollars.
I wish everybody could see a TV picture of this room when you did that. Because we were all going, oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. And, you know, we're not like that appliance store in Kansas City.
No.
It's not like we have insurance to back us up. No. We have a budget for this contest. And I'll tell you, the budget for the whole year is not $80,000.
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
I tried to give you a better life.
Hey.
Hold the line, please.
I tried to give you a better life. Well, you were relieved at that one.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, I was. Are you kidding?
The refrigerator. I was, oh, thank God.
Now, I will not go that high ever again.
Right.
So. However.
You did it, though. You did it.
I'll keep, you know.
Ken's pissed, though, I'm sure.
Oh, F him. Friday. He's got a weekend to get over it.
Friday!
And if the opportunity arises again, you know, maybe I'll go super high again sometime. Otherwise, we'll keep it around where it is and keep doubling and tripling the amounts. Because, you see, by comparison now.
Right.
You know, now if we give away triple the money, I can always say to Ken, yes, but look how much cheaper it is as compared to $80,000.
And I certainly hope that they worked that $80,000 into a promo, because you did offer it.
I did.
No authorization, but we would have had to pay it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that would make an excellent promo.
Absolutely. $80,000, you know.
Get that right out after the fans, Charlie.
Creative editing. Yeah. You know, I mean, you just take one of those $600 winners and edit it into the $80,000 offer.
Let's go live now.
When I'm done, do I go?
Let's go live now to a doctor's office.
15 minutes. Just
look at, I need to know the name of the place.
Keep you with your eyes closed.
TLC Laser Eye Center.
Ah, the Laser Center, TLC. Let's welcome now live Rob Spiewak, who is standing in an operating room along with my wonderful wife of 18 years, Frida, and her best friend, Bunny, who's driven her to the surgery today, our neighbor.
I guess TLC, Rob, would stand for Tender Loving Care, of course.
I believe so, Billy.
Very good.
The Laser Center, Mike. TLC.
Oh, the Laser Center.
Right. TLC.
Oh, I'm an idiot. All right.
TLC, Billy.
But a TLC sounds good, too, because it does sound like TLC.
Can you hear me, sir?
Hi, baby.
Thanks for speeding right along, not making me wait.
Honey, I got a show to do. You know, what did I tell you today? What did I tell you today? When?
I'm on an operating table with a green cap on my head. No reason to try and think of me a little bit.
Honey, we are running about 15 minutes behind schedule today.
Thanks for the heads up.
Oh, Jesus. You know, I can't win. She's getting a free eye surgery. And still, you know what you should be thinking about, honey? You shouldn't be thinking about the fact that this is running 15 minutes late. You should be thanking God that our bloody dog found his way back home today.
Like that's my fault.
Oh, who was out with the... You know what? No. I don't want this to be our last conversation in case something goes wrong. But I just want to point out, you know, who was out walking the dog and came home without the dog?
I walk the dog every day. You know, like I'm a bad mother because the dog got away.
Yes.
How's your cold doing?
I feel fine. I just have been instructed not to cough violently while the actual laser surgery is going on.
Hello. Is Bunny there?
Bunny's here with me.
Hi, Bunny.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is my neighbor, Bunny.
Hello, Bunny. Hi, Bunny.
Hi, Buzz. I hear you. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Bunny's hot, just like my wife is.
Hi, Bunny.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
And Bunny, can you describe to me exactly what Frida looks like right now, her situation?
I am impressed by how absolutely calm she is. She is a poster girl for total mental control.
Well, didn't they give her a Valium?
No, she wouldn't take it.
She denied herself the Valium.
I'm saving it for later. We're going to split it.
So, Bunny, she's very under control?
Very. And very much. So.
You know, this place is really great. I mean, to tell you the truth, I was apprehensive and TLC has been wonderful. And Dr. Bollinger is... so reassuring. I saw it done yesterday. It's no big deal. It's much less than a bikini wax in terms of stress.
I'm not the breadwinner. Hi, this is Frida. I'm not talking in my grown-up voice.
Yes, you are.
I've got laryngitis.
I'll tell you right now.
You
are a super pitch woman.
Yeah.
You are.
Let's get this procedure done now. What the doctor is going to actually be doing is peeling back my wife's eyelids.
Me.
Peeling, or not the eyelids, actually the skin on her eyeballs.
It's called the cornea, right?
Right.
Cornea is what you'll be peeling back, sir?
Yeah, we're peeling back the cornea there, guys.
Peeling back the cornea. And what is the, the problem with Frida's vision and the correction? Tell us what that's going to be.
Please, Dr. Bollinger.
Doctor?
Oh, I'm sorry. The question was, what is the problem with Frida's vision and how will you be correcting it? She's nearsighted, which means she has problems seeing at distance. And what we're going to do is a procedure called LASIK. This procedure will entail making a corneal flap, and this flap will be lifted, and we'll apply the laser, and the laser will flatten the cornea, making the nearsightedness go away.
Fascinating, Doctor. I've just been told by a member of my staff that we are currently being flooded with telephone calls telling us that we are the stupidest men on the planet, that if, in fact, I had added that jackpot times 1,000, we would have been giving away $800,000.
Oh.
We simply did it times 100. So thank you to all the Mr. Helpers out there. Now that I look
at it. Yeah, we're idiots. I'm a math idiot. I get the slack on that because I am the math idiot. You guys should
now,
be thinking
now
about
that
the
I look at it on paper, yes, of course. 800 times 1,000 is 800,000.
Right. We're going to start now, okay?
Yes, honey, let's do it. Listen, I want to tell you something. I love you.
Thank you.
That is not the response I was looking for.
I love you.
Hey, Frida, good luck.
Stop in here, Frida.
All right, now, Robbie, let's turn this over to Robbie. Billy?
Yes, Billy?
What can you tell me they're doing to my wife right now, Billy?
Today's surgeon, Billy, is Dr. John Baldinger, assisted by eye doctor, optometrist, Dr. Kristen Runke. And the doctor right now is putting drops in Frida's right eye. And he's going after with what looks like some sort of modified tweezer. Or it might be like a forceps that'll hold it open.
Right, the light.
Hey, baby, I like. Baby, can you hear me?
She can't talk to you now.
Can she hear me, Bunny?
Yeah, she can hear you.
Hey, baby, I just want to remind you that you wanted this done.
That's target, exactly.
It's looking really good. You should see her eyes on a TV screen. They're beautiful.
Do you remember the movie Clockwork Orange?
Yeah.
When the gentleman's eyes are pried open?
Right.
It looks a lot like that.
So the, are we going to hear, we're going to hear a noise, right, Rob, when that
in a moment.
Very soon.
They put something on her eye now, and I don't know what it is, but the grade of it is an 8.5, because that's what it says on it. It seems to be a way to,
let me hear what he's saying, Robbie. Hold on.
That's great.
Now, this is like a real doctor's thing.
You'll hear a buzzing sound. That's the flap maker. Looking very good.
Anything can happen.
He's making the flap. Well, the technical term is the flap maker.
You tell him to keep his hands off my wife's flap.
Don't touch that flap. That's my flap.
Don't get grabby, Dr. Baldinger. This is neat because the whole procedure, we can actually see it on a television, a beautiful Panasonic television.
You get the heebie-jeebies looking at that, or is it kind of cool?
It's kind of cool right now.
Is it like looking at Doppler radar, or is it an actual picture of my wife's eye?
No, you can see the eye. The eye takes up. Oh, my God.
What?
The doctor's
just pulled back the flap.
Let's listen to the doctor for a second.
Whoa.
Looking great, and you're going to stay right on that target. It looks like there's a target on it, like an X-wing fighter is about to shoot her eye.
Oh, this is the sound.
Great.
This is the sound of the surgery.
Looking good. Very good.
Perfect. Yeah, great eye control.
So right now the laser is being shot dead center into her eye.
Good job.
You're going to watch that a little flat. Feel a little bit of water.
Laser.
Yeah, try to stay right on the light there. There you go.
Okay, now he's putting
out to look up. Some water into her eye. Almost like you're looking
at
an eye.
His back.
He made that look so easy.
Now, Bunny, you've had this done, right?
Great. I've had it done, and it's incredible.
Down, just a little bit,
I knew it was easy having been there, but to watch someone do it and see it on TV is, another perspective.
Hi. This is Bunny. I'm normally not on the radio, but I'm a friend of Frida's.
And just look at that shine.
It's a floor wax. No, he's using a small sponge now to smooth the flap back into place.
So he's only done one of Frida's eyes, right?
Yes, I believe the right eye is just about done. And it must be a very delicate procedure, but it's very cool to watch him. He's actually watching Frida in a microscope, and his hands are operating.
He's braver than me. They offered this procedure, obviously, to me also.
Right.
And I said, absolutely, I don't want anybody touching my eyes. I mean, for me, contacts are a much bigger hassle than they are for my wife. I mean, sometimes I have a real hell of a time getting my contact lenses in the morning.
It was tougher back in the 60s, too. They used to do it with corks and steak knives.
Laser testing there for the second eye. The doctor is now checking the laser for the second eye. The first eye is complete. That's all there is to it.
Well,
the light is green. The trap is clean.
If Frida can hear me, honey, you're halfway through.
Yay.
Okay, love you. You're being very brave.
I heard that yay.
Mm-hmm. Very brave.
What do we appears to be elsewhere right now? I think she's focused on... Oh, she's giving you a thumbs up, though.
What are we having for dinner tonight?
You can talk.
No.
Just putting some drops in here. Holding right where you are there.
I can't cook for a month, they told me.
6 months. 6 months before
she can... That's good news, doctor.
Does the doctor's hand shake, Rob, when you laugh?
No. Okay. No. They do shake when I go and hit them on the back real hard, though, so I haven't been doing that as much.
We're old buddies, me and the doc.
All right, here we go with the second eye now. Live on-air surgery.
Okay, they've taped the right eye shut, and he's removing, like, a pad off the left eye.
And I can't wear makeup for 4 days, which is the most distressing.
Oh, then I cannot be seen with you. Hey, would you tell the, Robbie, would you tell the doctor to hurry? We have to play some commercials here.
Dr. Baldinger, if you could step on it, please. Got to hit a hard network time coming up. I mean, this is important, but, you know, dollars are dollars.
Dollars are dollars.
Right on that target, exactly.
You know, I do like the fact that the doctor is just unfazed by that.
He's ignoring all of our mindless chatter.
He's pretty smart for him to do that.
Okay, he's putting in the Clockwork Orange clamp again. She's looking straight at the light.
Blinking light there.
Look at the light, Carol Ann.
Now, I believe this small apparatus is what's actually used to cut the flap.
The doctor will get done with this procedure and then hump onto his private jet.
So now there's like a template over her eye.
The suction on.
The suction is on, and he's going to cut the flap now.
Okay, here we go. It's like a truck backing up with the beep, beep, beep.
In here, actually.
Vision's going to be out, absolutely normal. Again, you'll hear a buzzing sound, and you'll just stay nice and relaxed, just like you're doing.
That's just put on 4 drops of a numbing solution so we can do the cut.
I've just been told that the TLC are the people who did Tiger Woods' eyes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What if it's the same doctor?
I think probably the same doctor that's done a lot of the guys, Tom Kite, some of the PGA guys.
Doing very well.
Okay, the flap is cut.
Well, so now he just has to do the laser, right?
Okay. Right. He's going to let you pick up the blinking light. And he's staring into the blinking light.
The flap is cut. The
flap looks great.
The okay, flap looks great.
The flap.
It has nothing to do with the man on the boat, does it?
Nice. The flap.
All right.
The flap is back. Oh, that's a little creepy when he pulls that flap back.
Yeah, it's just perfect.
Like raw.
I don't know how comfortable I feel with you looking at my wife's flap, Rob.
I'm looking at the eye, Don.
You stay away from that flap, Rob.
I will not touch it.
Oh, no flapjacks for you.
Now we should hear that. We should hear that machine pretty soon, right? The laser.
He's locking on the target thing right now. I wonder if the doctor would do Sandy Duncan for half price.
That's great. That's good.
Because she only has one eye, Mark.
I understand. She's been waiting for that one all day.
That's great. Thank you. The laser's being shot dead in once again. It looks like the target site from Star Wars.
Good job.
And that's it.
She's done?
Right, just for a bit.
Well, no, the laser part is done. They're putting some goo on the flap.
What else has to be done then?
So the flap has been put back, and I believe they have to tidy up the flap, make sure it aligns up right, and then put a small bandage on it. They're washing the flap now. It's important.
Not even I have ever washed my wife's flap before.
Wow.
You haven't?
Never.
Well, not with soap and water.
A little bit, breather.
Doctor patient privilege.
There you go. You're kind of giving it a cat bath, though, haven't you?
You just put saline solution on it via a small syringe, and there's a sponge that is using to sort of smooth the flap.
Ooh, smooth that
Keep
flap.
Smooth it is.
Smooth it, honey.
Flap nice.
Smooth.
Smooth it, honey.
Smooth the flap, honey.
Oh, clear vision, honey.
Keep smoothing it, honey.
TLC laser eye center, honey.
I don't know who's worth it, this Rob or my wife with the plugs, really.
Or Bunny. They've gotten their money's worth, I'll tell you that.
Well, they handed me a sheet, so I feel I should do it. You know, I could say that Frida had a choice, but her doctor recommended TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Baldinger. The free consultation, call 1-888-CALL-TLC, or check them out on the web at tlcvision.com.
Okay.
All right. I think by now they
consider that paid in full, Robbie.
Absolutely.
Done and done.
Flap glue down. That's great.
Okay.
Plug it, honey. Right now they're waiting for the flaps to glue down. How'd it go, doctor?
Couldn't have gone better. He's cool with the cucumber.
Yeah, I got nerves
this deal. Yeah, my wife's got big balls.
That's terrific.
She's a good girl. Yeah. Honey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, my boo-boo. I can hear you the whole time.
Was it soothing to go into major surgery, hearing my loving voice?
It was reassuring that all was the same in my world.
That's good. It's reassuring that all is the same.
That now all the apprehension is gone? You're not nervous anymore?
I was pretty relaxed ahead of
time, babe. You're the big chicken. You can have this done.
Honey, nobody touches my feet. Nobody touches my feet. Nobody touches my eyes.
No one touches your flap.
Right.
Yeah, when are we doing you, Don?
Yeah, that's what he wants us, the doctor.
Doc, I got no problem with my contacts. I'm very glad you took care of my wife, though.
You're looking at great.
Okay.
Put a couple drops. Just a couple drops in the eye. And what do those drops do, doctor?
That's an antibiotic just to prevent infection. You stay right on the light through that spray.
And the clamp is still holding her left eye open.
Oh, really? So she's like Bride of Frankenstein there. Mm-hmm. She got all that stuff coming out of her.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And she's done looking like Marty Feldman from
and
the left.
She's done.
It is completed.
They have gauze on the eyes, and I believe she's... Is she done, doctor?
Yep. Awesome.
That's it.
That's how easy it is.
Boy, that was quick.
That is how easy it is.
Fantastic.
Well, let me talk to my wife, Robbie. Give her the microphone.
Okay, one moment. I'll actually hold the mic to her mouth.
Hello, boo.
Baby.
Yes.
So now tonight, what is the deal? You have to sit in a dark room by yourself?
I take my drugs, I go relax, you know, the usual Friday night.
Right, that's what I was just wondering about. So, when you wake up tomorrow, you're supposed to be able to see without your glasses?
Then tomorrow, you and I will go antiquing like we planned.
Right.
You know, no, I should be able to, I might need to relax a little, put some drops in my eyes, not wear makeup.
It would really kill me if perhaps you had to stay in the house tomorrow and we wouldn't be able to have your special day tomorrow where you do whatever you want.
They said decorating was fine. Antiquing, decorating, all the good stuff.
Whatever. Well, listen, I love you. And I'm glad glad you made it out of that, okay?
No. And this place is great, and thank you, Boo, for arranging it.
Congratulations, Frida.
This place is wonderful, and my doctor Rutherford.
Hi, this is Frida.
I don't think we've ever given any more plugs than we've given in the last half hour.
They're just wonderful. I'd like to mention that. And my friend Bunny would like to say how nice they are, too.
Bunny, they got the plugs in. I love you. I'll see you later.
All right, I love you, Bunny.
Right, goodbye.
Let me talk to Rob.
Hello, Billy.
Hey, Billy.
Billy.
Yes, Billy. Come back, Billy. Yes, Billy.
Come back.
I will be there shortly, Billy.
Okay, goodbye,
good day
Billy.
To you, sir.
Goodbye,
and good
Billy.
Day.
Goodbye.
And good day.
Goodbye, Billy. Goodbye.
Okay, well, there it is.
He'll be here shortly. I mean, about 8:45.
There it is. There is the official on-air surgery.
She was very brave. Unflappable. Get it?
Unflappable.
There you go.
She's alive.
She is alive, and now she has, her vision will be better. Better to stare you down with those wonderful new eyes.
Cancel my plane ticket to Los Angeles. She made it through the surgery. Somebody call Leah.
She can see Leah.
We will be back. Oh, listen, we got a trip to Detroit that we're going to give away.
All right.
In just a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Leah is safe. That is what you answer your phone by saying. Even at a business. Right.
Right.
Don't say the name of the business. You got to answer it that way. That's the way we do it.
And we have both work and home numbers for most people. We're going to give you the opportunity here. Oh, sounds like we've got our first no-go.
Nope, sounds like it. Holy fisheye, Batman.
That's what we cut out. All right, let's try another guy.
Frida is alive. Leah is safe.
That is
what you answer your phone by saying, and you're going to Detroit. Where you can have all sorts of fun in your hotel room, as we just demonstrated.
You know, for a guy who wanted to change the subject.
I can't stop thinking about it, God's sake.
I know.
Stop behind.
The person you are calling does not wish to talk with callers who block
the I'll be talking about it at dinner tonight.
Oh.
I will. Swear to God, last time he did that, I talked about it at dinner. What does this mean? I'll tell you, honey.
More beans?
It's something we're never going to do. Ooh, that last one. Who would... Oh, God.
Billy, don't think Mike protests too much.
Yeah, right. They would have run right home and do it.
Laura, how about a chili dog?
Oh, you...
Oh, Buzz, you know, I know we've hit gold and you get a gag reflex.
Yeah, I'm not big on the scatological.
Yep, all right, I got another number for this guy. You know, you people are making it very tough this week.
Frida is alive, Leah is safe.
We're very used to just doing this, just making the call and having the people right there.
It's wrestling, it's Detroit.
Mm-hmm. No Dirty Sanchez. No New England clam chowder.
No New York style taco or whatever the hell
that's what it was. New York style taco.
Sweet Mike Sizzler. I'll need a press on the other line.
All right. All right. He's talking on the other line.
Tough to get through to people.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to try another one now. Hello?
Okay. Rita is the line. Leah is safe. That is the password. You should know it by now. Drama's building. The drama.
Rita is alive. Leah is safe.
Bingo! Yeah! We have our winner, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations. This must be Howard Joseph.
Yes.
Howard from Virginia.
Yes.
Howard, congratulations. You have won a trip for two to see the WWF Survivor Series in Detroit, Sunday, November 14. Your trip includes round-trip air, two nights hotel, and tickets to the WWF Survivor Series. Your trip is courtesy of the Squared Circle Club, the official fan club of the WWF.
Thank you.
We will not get a promo out of that, I guarantee you that.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm decent over here, all right?
Well, heck of a silence.
What do you want?
I'll tell you right now, heck of a silence of the lambs laugh he gave us there. That was great. Howard, thank you for listening to the show, my friend.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Hold on just a second.
I'll be finishing up his hot dog.
We had tried a guy in Vegas, a guy in Baltimore, a girl in Augusta, Kansas, and then finally... It was that guy from Virginia.
Howard, congratulations. You'll have a good time.
Charlie, next week are we having Goldberg on? Is it next week?
We're going to set that up.
Yeah, we think we're going to get, speaking of wrestling.
Wow. Goldberg, the big one.
We think we're going to have the most famous wrestler in the world, Whoopi's brother.
Very cool.
You know, Goldberg.
That's right.
He'll be on the show next week. I'm committing to that now, Charlie.
Okay.
So you have to make it happen.
Excellent.
Have I told you how much I love having you back in the studio while Rob's out?
No.
Love it. That's good. Love it.
I like it when you boys get along.
Love it.
That's right.
News and comment time, now.
Right.
Buzz?
Yes.
What is your lead story? The fact that tonight you're thinking about going home and having a...
it's impossible. See, you said
What was the bad one? The worst one?
The chili dog.
The chili dog.
See, I already know that tonight we're having stuffed peppers, and that's not code.
What is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
A pop quiz for Bush.
This is funny. Oh. I love this. We could have a new comic foil.
What should a president know, and when should he know it?
All right. Right, he's as dumb as quail, isn't he?
I don't know about that.
All right, everybody, listen, stay tuned, please.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
See, he's never had one of those before. That was very professional.
Mike Show.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, a Monday's episode, we're going to be telling you about our big Thanksgiving show.
It's going to be exciting.
We've announced it today. We might as well go with it.
Yes.
We're going to a bowling alley. And we're going to have you guys bowl with frozen turkeys.
Oh, man, bowling alley with a snack bar, I hope.
Yay.
Of course. You know, with french fries and those burgers and chili dogs.
Of course.
I'm going to eat my way through that whole show.
Buzz just said chili dog.
There you go, yeah.
And actually, it'll be real bowling with real bowling pins, not duck pin, real full-size bowling pins,
right.
Instead of using bowling balls, you'll actually be sliding frozen turkeys down the alley.
We'll have a lot of coolers.
Plus, we have a strip trivia coming up on November 17. We're giving away a trip to Aruba.
What a show.
And we have a Vegas-style show coming up on November 18 in Baltimore at the Baja Beach Club.
Very exciting.
Tons of stuff coming up. Now let's go right to Guy Friendly, and I understand we will be talking Bush, right?
Yes, we will.
We want Bush. We want Bush.
Miss Bush.
We want Bush.
Miss Bush.
We want Bush.
Miss Bush.
We want Bush.
Give me a hell of a lot of those, yeah.
Miss Bush.
Yeah. 8 goddamn years we've had that saved.
Worth it.
And of course, we didn't keep it because we thought that one day George Bush's son would run for president. We kept it, you know,
because we just like to play We Want Bush.
Bush. Billy, can you name the president of Chechnya?
Billy?
Do you think a guy running for president ought to be able to name the president of Chechnya?
To be honest with you?
Yeah?
No, I don't.
You don't think a guy running for president should know that?
Who knows where the hell Chechnya is?
Well, it's as you'll hear shortly, it's a very important place right now, especially if you're the president of the United States.
Oh, is that where we're having some kind of peace talks?
I think every world leader should be on the tip of his tongue. If he's going to be president of the United States, he should be aware of everything that's going on, more so than the average schmo. That's why he wants to be president.
The guy with the button, the most powerful man in the free world, right?
As far as I'm concerned, here's what you got to know.
Mm-hmm.
England... Because they're our friends.
Yes, they are.
Japan, because you got to watch them. Never trust them. Germany, you double watch them. You got to know the man in charge there.
Right.
And Canada, that's purely social.
Well, it's nice to know that you maintain the Axis and Allied countries back there.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, what about France, Don?
France is a non-factor, Mike. No need to know the French president.
So you've gone back to World War II, subtracted a couple of countries.
Yeah, I've taken Russia out of the equation because, very frankly, good. They're not a power anymore.
Not since Stalin.
Yeah, right. Not since the great Joe Stalin.
It's not the same. George W. Bush flunked a pop quiz on foreign affairs yesterday. The quiz was given by a reporter for a TV station in Boston.
I think this is a great reporter, though, just because it's made this big a splash. I think that's terrific.
Bush didn't know the president of Chechnya. He did know the president of Taiwan is a guy named Lee.
Well, now, that could have been a bluff.
He couldn't name the general who's running Pakistan, nor could he name the new prime minister of India.
Now, the thing about Pakistan, there was just recently a coup there, right?
Right.
All Pakistan.
You're about to find out all of these places are important for a current or future president. Now...